pay my bill.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Well, look whose ears.
Yes,
look
yes,
whose ears
yes.
Tuned in again.
Mm-hmm.
To Pass the Gravy.
PTG.
PTG. Episode number 126.
Damn.
The 126th.
126.
Running of Pass the Gravy.
And counting.
And counting. Hopefully.
Hopefully. God willing. And the creek don't rise.
If the creek don't rise. We've got a very special guest on the podcast today. She's been a guest previously on the podcast.
Hi.
It's Phyllis.
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly Styles.
Philly Styles, as you call it.
I say Philly Childs. That didn't make sense.
Podcast. Kind of the star.
I think so, really. If we look back. You're the reason people listen.
That's the only reason.
People keep tuning in, hoping to God that Phyllis is back. They've been disappointed for the past 26 episodes, but damn it, she's back.
They're always like, where the fuck is Phyllis? I'm like, guys, we're trying. Phyllis is like, oh, I got things to do.
What does she have on Tuesdays? Ab day?
Ab class.
Do you want me to be fat?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Alex just called me fat.
I'm just kidding. I said I wanted you to be fat so you could be on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she skipped ab day.
Right. Well, yeah. I wanted to let everybody know that we are, it's a special occasion today on Pass the Gravy. We're all passing around some champagne.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the launch of a new app that I just came up with.
Oh, nice.
It's called Airbnb.
Like a Airbnb?
Very much so. Name.
Okay.
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
And, you
know. The PNV stand for something, I'm hoping.
Pussy.
Uh-huh.
Or penis and vagina.
Penis
and pussy and vagina.
Pussy and vagina?
Close enough.
Same sex dating app. I don't know.
I am there.
I don't know. You know, Airbnb. Because, you know, everybody always talks about wanting to join the Mile High Club. Do they not?
Right. I've yet to get my membership card.
I have never been in it either. But we all aspire one day. Yeah, it'd be great.
Is that like a goal for everybody?
It should be.
It's a cool goal.
Is it not a goal for you?
I don't know. I just never really thought about it.
But like, you know.
I like take naps. I'm too tired.
You don't want to get pleasure?
Let's go bang on the airplane. No, I'm just going
to. Just to say you
just
did.
Just going to nap.
You'd rather not bang on the ground.
Can we just cuddle instead?
Can we cuddle in the bathroom? It smells like shit.
So Airbnb, you're like trying to join the Mile High Club. You're having some issues, but like, it's like not a dating app so much as it is a hookup app. So you're like, I'm
so like a dating app, then.
Yeah, basically, but it's a hookup app / dating app,
like a Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder.
Pretty
is
much,
a
it's
straight
basically
up
a Tinder
hookup
app. And you're at an airport though, so it's like I'm in Houston. Maybe I'm going to Virginia.
Or Atlanta. Anywhere, really, in the
Colorado.
United States, in the continental United States.
Anywhere. Literally, anywhere you're flying. I'm flying. Let me check, and I'll say I'm at this airport. This is where I'm going. And then, you know, other people can also say that.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, well, it looks like Susie Ray Vaughan is...
Susie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray Vaughan's daughter, obviously.
Obviously.
Is going to be going to the same place as me. And we just swiped... each other. Maybe now we'll be able to chat and we'll be like, what's up? What you doing, Susie Ray? And she'll be like, oh, hey, I'm just hanging out. And you're like, you want to join that Mile High Club?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Airbnb. My God.
Pause.
Come on. I'm horrible at this.
Is this like a... Like, would this be like a prostitution thing?
No, because
you're
not taking.
For that?
You're not
paying.
There's no money. Okay.
There's no money exchange or anything.
It's
like
just,
that.
I just
no.
didn't know if it was like.
It's all
hey,
above the table.
This is an app to just basically have sex.
Well, that's what Tinder and Grindr and Match.com.
Tinder's more of a
Match.com. I don't know about that.
It's more of a dating app, but everybody uses it to bang.
Right.
Correct.
Correctamundo.
But I think that Airbnb, like, there's a lot of people that are always in airports. People are all, like, 100% of the time, I would say people are in airports. And, you know, like, 100% of the time,
there's somebody every in the airport.
Every day, there's somebody in an airport.
That's safe to say.
I'm no scientist or mathematician, but I think my research shows that pretty often there's someone in an airport. And, you know, they always want to hook up, I would assume. Mm. At least somebody does. And now you've got the ability to do it. And, like, you know, maybe you got a layover. Maybe you got a layover. You're in San Antonio for 6 hours. You're like, hey, who else is in San Antonio?
Oh, so it doesn't have to be in the airplane. It could be, like, in the terminal.
I mean, you're like, hey, you want to get shit-faced at Chili's?
To go bang in the bathroom.
In Terminal C? Let's do it.
Nice. I like it. You know what? If this app came out, I'd just hang out at the airport all the time.
That's what you got.
Who goes to bars and clubs anymore?
I feel like
don't you head have
over
to have hobby. Like
we're missing
a
market,
boarding
you know?
Pass, and you got to go through security, and then off. You can get in the area to meet everybody. You're just buying like a ticket. I'm just gonna go to
I'm
Vegas
just gonna
today.
Chill.
Did you buy a ticket yesterday?
People just go to the airport to just try and hook up with other people for no reason.
Yes,
would it be easier to just have
I'd
like Tinder? Because then you're like,
but
oh,
like you don't know
like
that they're
a
flying
mile away.
This
I don't
is
have to
specifying the fact that they're flying on the same flight as you. So it's like, if I want to get a little P in the V in the air, I can make it happen.
There you go.
There you go. It's a potentially $1 billion app.
I mean, I feel like people would download it.
I agree. People totally would.
Hashtag PTG Air P and V.
Air P and V.
Hashtag Air P and V.
That's
Do we
and.
Have a logo?
All right, so I thought of one.
Okay.
I thought of one. And if you look at the Airbnb, it looks like an upside-down V
yes,
or an A.
Or her legs are in the air.
Mm. So you flip it upside down.
Look at you, Philly, yeah, thinking outside the box. That's why I like having you here.
You bring to the table the good
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, you bring the good stuff.
It's an upside-down Airbnb logo with just a line through it. You know, maybe a subtle D, as you would say.
Or a P. Gigantic clitoris.
Is the D ever subtle?
Sometimes. Who knows?
It's bad news.
Depending on size. Right. Depending on size.
It's not a good time if it's subtle.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like people would definitely invest in the app. They would use it regularly. It'd probably be right up there with the Tinders.
And the Ubers.
The Bumbles. The Ubers.
Do you guys get on the Tinders and the Bumbles and the things of that nature?
I'm not a single man.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
I had Bumble once. I didn't get it, and then I deleted it. And my friend was like, "You have Bumble?" And I was like, "No, I thought I deleted it."
Did you
it.
Meet anybody through these apps?
No, I didn't even like. I downloaded it and then never used it. So I went to go and install it. I used Tinder though.
Have you met anybody through Tinder?
God, no. Everybody's so boring. I have the dumbest line. It's you expected to see the funny lines because it's Tinder and everybody like. You know, you see all those things on.
You see the screenshots of
Reddit, Tinder. Those are the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you I never got like any of those. They're just like really awkward, just highs. And then I'm like, fuck. How do I go from here?
Okay. Well, you say hi.
Where's your profile? Like, if you don't mind, summarize.
Let's explore Phyllis's Tinder.
Summarize what your profile would say to us.
I have sandy blonde hair.
Did say
take a long walk.
Future MILF wannabe.
Future MILF in the making.
No?
No, it said I like cats, metal, and butterflies.
That might have been why you didn't get a lot of responses.
Well, every time
metal,
I swiped right on somebody, we always matched. So.
Well, that's because you're a chick. And every
swipe
guy
right.
probably
yep,
swipes
yep,
right.
Yep. I actually went through and like read the descriptions. Oh, no. It's like if they like the Rod Ryan Show or 94.5 The Buzz, I was like, nope.
I don't want to know
offense,
you.
No offense, guys. I just like I... I don't want no.
I hear you. Okay no. then. There you go. I like your app idea, Alex.
I mean,
I do too.
I think like, you guys could both invest in it. Y'all could get in on the ground
I'll
floor.
I'll throw in like $5.
I've watched a lot of Silicon Valley. I'm not positive how to run an app.
I've been watching some Silicon Valley,
but I know how to like manage it. Yeah, Chris, I was just shitting on Silicon Valley.
I wasn't shitting on it.
Yeah,
it's just like everybody
bit.
Was telling me to watch it. You got to watch the show. You got to watch the show.
It looks stupid. I watched a little bit of it. It's really dumb. I hate it. It's so stupid. And now Chris is like. Dude, I started watching Silicon Valley, and I love it now. And I'm like, yeah,
that's because it's probably the greatest show on TV right now.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people, and I'm not watching a whole lot of TV right now, but it's pretty funny.
I don't even know what it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Phyllis.
God damn
why
it,
did you invite
Phyllis.
Her?
I don't watch seriously, not, not to talk about Silicon Valley, obviously.
It's like every time she comes, she just shits on her points.
Whoa,
she,
you just told me you liked having me around.
Listen,
Whatever.
Phyllis.
Chris, we're not friends.
Enough of these
don't
women.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at you. Anyways, I like your idea for now.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Well,
I want to help develop it. I want to learn how to develop apps.
You can get it on the ground floor if you want to donate some cash money.
Literally, Phyllis, get on the floor, on the ground
floor. Whoa.
Chris, come across this table.
That sounded offensive.
Okay.
All right, we have two ways to go. Right now, we could do where you've been,
mm-hmm.
or we
mm-hmm.
could talk about a certain thing that's happened.
Let's talk about a certain thing.
Perhaps a deep conversation.
Deep.
Maybe for a shallow end that we are in.
It's not too shallow.
We're pretty shallow.
We're shallow. But this conversation is going to be deep.
Yeah, this is.
Grab your tissue.
A deep conversation, but not that deep. A deep conversation for the shallow end. A deep conversation, but not that deep. A deep conversation for the shallow end. A deep conversation, but not that deep.
Christ.
A deep conversation so for the shallow end.
You know what's happening when you play it that loud, Alex? Is it... They're hearing it, like, through two different sources. They're hearing it from the board, and they're also hearing it from our headphones through the microphone.
I don't know about
so
that.
So I'm pretty sure it sounds shitty.
Hey, how about you go fuck yourself, Chris?
All right.
How about you go fuck yourself, Chris?
So on Sunday...
I'm going to summarize it.
Go ahead and summarize.
And, like, the...
All right, look, let me tell you my first, because I woke up Sunday morning... And I look at my phone and I got all the CNN and Fox News alerts, shooting, shooting, mm-hmm. shooting, shooting. And I say to myself, oh, I wish people would stop shooting people. And then I just fell back asleep. And then I woke up and turned on the TV and boom. That's all you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Sadness. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody knows by now.
So, yeah. Some dude in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we shouldn't mention his name. No. I know his name.
I don't know his name.
But what upsets me is the fact that back in the day, and when I say back in the day, I mean when I was a child, mm-hmm. it was I was under the understanding that when people commit heinous crimes and acts like that where they mass murder people.
It's pronounced hyenas, but go ahead.
Hyenas. Mm-hmm. crimes. Where they mass murder people. I was under the impression that they were not going to be given the screen time. We weren't going to mention their name. We weren't going to put them on the news. But it feels like now it's like, hey, let's put this fucker on Rolling Stone who did the Boston bombing, huh?
It's not the same.
Let's do that. That's a good...
It's not the same. Because, listen, back in the 30s when Dillinger was robbing banks and shit, he was glorified. Literally glorified. I mean, they thought he was the coolest cat in the world.
It may not be glorified by everyone, but it's glorified by some fucked up people. And I feel like by showing that, you're showing... Hey, this is another thing I could do. And I think that people feed off of that. And you should not at all publicize the person that did it. We shouldn't even mention his name. We shouldn't show his picture.
I think that people that do this kind of stuff are already fucked up. And seeing another fucked up person is not going to set somebody off. So
I think it would help someone that was trying to look for guidance on that. Like, well, this guy did that.
I don't think it's on that subject. I just don't, like... Showing his picture and telling his name and telling his story and his background information and all that stuff. He won.
Yeah,
that's what he wanted.
Exactly. He wanted to be known. He wanted to people to know his motive. He wanted all that. Mm. And we're giving it to him, and we shouldn't.
And we're not shutting him down and
talk about the victims.
A good case with that was the Aurora shooter who dyed his hair orange.
The Joker guy
who booby-trapped his apartment. He literally just wanted to be known. He wasn't a radical Islamic terrorist. He was definitely fucked up in the head, but he also wanted to be known. He wanted to go down as legendary with the Oklahoma City bomber.
We didn't even give him a death sentence. Don't worry. He killed 26 people. We didn't give you a death sentence. Cool. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to kill someone that killed 26 fucking people? But anyways.
All right, anyways, in
Orlando.
We're
not CNN. We're not Fox. So we're not going to mention this asshole's name.
Yeah.
We're just going to say this cunt. This cunt in Orlando.
Can that be his name? Can we just refer to him as the cunt?
The cunt from Orlando.
Or the devil, because I feel like cunt should be assigned to a woman. It's kind of weird when you call a man a cunt.
But maybe it's emasculating, and that's what he would hate. So fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
That cunt.
Dude walks into a gay nightclub.
Yeah.
And shoots 49 and kills 49 people and injures like 53.
Yeah, he did. And
then, like, a coward shot himself.
I don't think he shot himself. I think he was killed by police.
Oh, really? I thought it was a gunshot wound to the head.
But did you see how the police, like, got in there? Like, so he took, like, so there was an off-duty cop that apparently saw the shooting or whatever and then went in there.
He was there. Imagine having to explain that to your wife. Yeah, was that this gay?
Maybe he was outside of it, though. I'm not positive.
He might have been driving by or something.
And I'm basing this off of one article that I read where it showed what the inside of the bar was like during the shooting. And they had, like, kind of a graph that they were showing. So he went in, and this off-duty cop went in, and they exchanged gunfire. This guy walked in a side door, started just mowing down people. And this guy went into the bathroom and was holding people hostage for 3 hours.
Jesus.
And finally, the FBI fired off some explosives in the back. It was in a bathroom. They fired off the explosives in the back of the bathroom so they could punch a hole in it. And they just ran a truck with, like, one of those ram things through it. Mm-hmm. Ran a truck one through it.
Heavy armored.
Popped holes in the wall. And he came out. People tried to run out. And then the shooter just got just annihilated. I would imagine. We don't have video of it, but I wish I could see it, just because I want to see that guy just getting fucking gunned down.
Yeah.
But it was a homophobic act, I would say, for sure.
Well, that's what they were saying Sunday and Monday, but now Tuesday they're saying that he's also gay and that
They're saying that he may have been a closeted gay guy that had been on
Grindr.
But it all comes down to religion to me.
I know Grindr's a gay dating app.
I think Jacked is a gay dating app too.
But he had also been scouting out the club. People said he was a regular at the club. Although I'm not positive.
For 3 years, I don't think he was scouting out.
But like, could you
years.
Be scouting something out for 3 years? Like, if you're gonna do something fucked up, as bad as it sounds on my end right now saying this, but like, if you're gonna do something,
do it right.
Like, right,
take it that.
Like,
long
could you have gone that way to make sure you knew every dimension of the club? You knew how anybody would retreat in the club if there was any situation. You knew all of that stuff. I feel like I don't know. I think he definitely could have been closeted for sure and been fighting some demons inside or whatever that he didn't want to agree with or whatnot, but that doesn't ever give you justification to go and just fucking kill people.
No.
Like, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy is right. It comes down, people hate when people say this, but it's all about what religion he was. He was an Islamic guy, and one school of thought is that, alright, he hated the gay, so that's why he did this, or he was gay guy and he couldn't come out as a gay guy because of his religion, so that's why it all comes down to his religion.
But you can come out.
The way his religion is so backward and so fucking in the woods that he was forced to do this unbelievable, like we said before, hyenas thing.
He wasn't forced,
but he felt the need. He did it.
Because it was like it was bottling up inside him, kind of thing. Well, I was watching the news today. We had it on The Office, and this girl was talking about, she was one of the girls trapped inside the bathroom, and she was saying he was talking to the police on the phone, and he's saying his agenda was that
he claimed ISIS and all that.
Besides that, he was like, he wanted the whole reason behind this is because he wanted America to stop bombing his country.
What?
That's what the girl was saying.
He was born in America, so he wanted America to quit bombing America.
Well, apparently he meant Afghanistan. That's his country.
That's where his parents are from.
Yeah.
It's such a fucked up situation.
And his dad had come out and said he wasn't a religious person at all, but then I watched CNN the other day, and somebody that was at the same mosque that he visited regularly said that, yes, he was very religious, so I don't know. I've seen several mixed reports of his father being somewhat crazy.
I think the father's crazy.
I think he thought he was the president of Afghanistan at one point in time.
Ooh, okay. His father was the president?
He claimed to be at one
think
point.
So.
I'm basing this off the shit I've seen
online.
There's been
weird reports coming out about
the father. Well,
his dad seems a little crazy.
His dad does seem a little crazy. It really kind of hit home for me a little bit because I figured out today we were doing the story. Houston's man boyfriend dies in the Orlando shooting. And I'd been hearing his name all day long. And then I go and look at the video who was doing the story on this Houston man. Mm-hmm. I went to school with this kid. And I knew this kid my entire life. And his boyfriend dies in the shooting. I'm just one degree away from somebody who was in Orlando and who died from this horrible, horrible atrocity.
Yeah.
So that kind of, like, it was already a fucked up story. And then today when I figured that shit out, that my friend knew somebody.
Yeah,
that was, that was related. It's just, God almighty, this is such a fucked up situation.
I have no, like, correlation like you did to this shooting. It just kind of, like, I read about it. I was up when it was happening, and I got an alert, and I was kind of reading about it. And I was like, oh, my God, another shooting.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, sadly, I blew it off, and I went to bed.
Right, because reason why you blow it off, because, you know, we had a shooting last week in Dallas. We had a shooting 2 months
ago.
Right. We
right
had a
shooting in Houston.
It's like, listen, there's something going on in this society. I don't blame it on the guns at all.
No.
I don't think it's because of the guns. But there's something going on where we're having all of these shootings, where the president gives, you know, 7 or 8 or whatever State of the Unions, and he's addressed 16 mass shootings. Something's going on, and I know it's not. It can't be the guns because
do you think it like because guns seem to guns be were, what the if, popular left
people
argument
want something
is
to
for
blame
what?
Something
well,
on.
You have to understand that when the 19 hijackers took down the Twin Towers and ran,
say,
plan,
yeah,
and ran planes
no
into the Pentagon,
they, were box
they used
cutters.
Fucking box cutters. They used box mm-hmm. cutters. And you have to think also, one of the most dangerous places in America are the American prisons. There are no guns allowed in American prisons. People are dying from fucking toothbrushes. And
right.
You don't just need a gun to kill people. If guns were... Listen, France...
The
guns are illegal in France. AK-47s, illegal in France. What happened 2 months or last year in France?
The Bataclan.
Yeah.
People fucking died from an AK-47.
Yeah.
People and then people also say... And then,
which is another great argument as, oh, really? Because terrorists didn't listen to the rules with gun regulations? Like,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
they still you had AKs.
Terrorists are going to...
And then,
do.
People on the left also make the argument that the federal government should be looking into people's emails and sex messages and looking into people's information. Well, listen, this guy was investigated by the FBI twice.
So mm-hmm. was the Boston
so
Bomber.
So were the Boston Bombers.
So
I'm sure
was,
so were some of the hijackers on 9/11.
Yeah, there's been
they still find a way.
Like
the federal government is not competent enough to find a terrorist and stop that terrorist.
I was about to say, if they investigate him, what are they investigating him for? How do they find out? Why don't they do something?
I don't know.
I need to know things.
But the question now in everybody's mind is, how do you stop this kind of thing from happening again? And my response is, people need to educate themselves on guns and the Second Amendment and arm themselves.
Is there a way to stop this stuff? I don't know.
I think there is.
I don't know.
If everybody in that club was armed,
there's no way you're ever going
to
be able to stop 50%
of the people in
the
Pulse nightclub were armed. I doubt he would have. The death count would have been that.
But even if you carry guns, though, like you're not allowed to carry them into the majority of nightclubs. You're not supposed to carry a firearm, even if you have a concealed handgun license thing. If you have an open carry license,
metal detectors at every door, and assign a security guard and make ourselves a police state.
So when the guy walks in and goes through the metal detector with a gun, he doesn't give a fuck.
Sorry, let me take your gun.
Criminals don't follow laws.
Right.
Criminals never have followed laws. That's why they're fucking criminals. And that's what I don't understand. It's like, but if we could all just hug each other and turn our guns in, there would never be a problem, guys.
We live in an angry, violent, aggressive world, and it's always going to be like that. And there's
and I'm not saying everybody needs to go buy a gun. But, like, fuck you.
I'm not saying everybody should buy a gun, but...
That's the problem. Because if you look at it, like, it's people that are the problem. Maybe we need to work on mental health.
You also have to understand
something. Maybe we need to do a lot of other things.
You said something just a second ago that the majority of the places where these places are happening, you're not allowed guns. It's because of the gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are the most dangerous place in America.
It's a target. You're putting a target on your back.
It's called a soft target for a reason. You know nobody is in there as armed.
Oh, you mean only the bad guy had the gun? That's weird. I wonder why. Because nobody else fucking did that because it's illegal?
I always thought that gun-free and drug-free zones are the stupidest places because aren't drugs illegal everywhere? So you're telling me in this specific spot they're extra illegal?
That's a very good point. That's
what
is
that?
Point.
How much sense does that make? I got arrested for smoking weed in a drug-free zone, and I got in so much trouble because it was a drug-free zone. And so
when
I had to jump through so many
You live in America,
months.
Which was pretty much a drug free
No, I lived in Texas, which was basically a reefer-free zone, right? But just because it's so many feet away from a school... Don't judge me, all right, Phyllis? I just smell your judgment, all right?
You were judging
God
hardcore.
A little bit judgment.
You were super judgy. So, like, do you think it's religion that's to blame? Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of times if you look at what, like... I feel like... Religion allows people to justify doing evil actions.
Just saying, it's because of my religion.
Well, but no, because like Allah or because God or whoever the fuck it is, Muhammad, is Muhammad and Allah the same thing? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a learned religious guy.
Our
so
Muslim
much,
audience
but,
is turning off their podcast.
Sorry,
right
to
now.
The Muslim and Muslim lead or
just keep going, Alex.
Listeners and readers. As leaders, Muslim leaders. No, they don't. They're not listening for sure. But I feel like it gives people reason to like justify.
Well, no, but it's because he was gay, and you know, Allah says if you're gay.
Allah,
you can't. I'm gonna say Allah because I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna say Ali.
Ali, rest in peace.
Muhammad?
Rest in peace, the champ.
But I feel like people that wouldn't normally do bad things are just like justifying like, oh no.
It's because of my religion.
And I think a long time ago, I think religion was used to bring
like
fear into people. Like, we have TV now. We have Twitter. We have video games. We have things that occupy our mind and our time when we're bored. I feel like people back in the day did not have that. And a lot of times it was like, well, you know, if you're not helping out in the field, God's going to strike you down because that's wrong. God wants you to be working all the time. And like I felt like that kept people in line.
Sooner or later, back in the time, strike you down.
And so I think, okay, Johnny Cash. But I think
feel that, like driving a Jeep.
All right. Sorry. Why don't you just take of this podcast, Chris?
I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead. I apologize. Sincerely.
I feel like guns are being pointed at so much that, like, religion in general is not being pointed at. And then you see, like, people are like, well, just pray for him. It's like, no, don't pray for him. Fucking help. Find a way to go help.
The three things that people are like to blame in these situations are guns, mental health, and religion. Mm-hmm. I think guns is on the bottom of that list. I think religion is at the top, and mental health is probably
mental health is probably at the top.
That's how I feel.
All right.
Because you can be religious. You can be religious and you can follow your own creed. You can be religious and you don't have to fucking kill people because they're gay.
Right.
It's not all these shootings that have happened. It's not just Muslims.
That's true. That's true.
There's a lot of, like, the Sandy Hook guy was not a Muslim.
Dylan Roof, who shot up the black church last year, was not Muslim. He was a pasty white kid from fucking South Carolina, North Carolina.
Let's
look at the most. Let's look who's done the most damage. Let's look at 9/11. Let's look at the Boston bombing, and let's look at this past incident. The most, you know, the deadliest shooting in American history. Let's look at these situations. Even the Oklahoma City bombing wasn't a Muslim. But you can't ignore the fact that Muslims are terrorizing us.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep them all out? I don't think that's the justification for it.
Let's go to Donald Trump. We're not Donald Trump here. But let's at least recognize it. The president does not even utter the words "radical Islamic terrorism." We can all agree that there is something.
He mentioned Muslims. No, he may not have said "radical Islam."
No, he did not. He said terrorism. He said it was an act of terror and an act of hate. But he did not say
What people were saying. I don't know. I heard something about the president.
The president can't say radical Islamic terrorism. Neither can Hillary Clinton. And until they admit that there is a sector of this religion that's killing people and chopping people's heads off. And
literally throwing gay people off the tops of buildings.
Right. And just, you know, waging jihad. Let's at least recognize the problem, right?
But we can't say that some of these Muslims are fucking crazy. Fucking Westboro Baptist Church,
but they don't fucking kill people. Who is the Westboro Baptist Church killed? Nobody. Who is ISIS and Al Qaeda killed? Plenty of people, scores of people.
But also, this guy could have easily said that he pledged allegiance to ISIS just so it would seem like it was more of a justified thing. And now we're having all this stuff come out that maybe he was in the closet himself and he was using this as an excuse. So we don't even know.
All I know is that
we can't blame solely
religion. Some of the worst terrorist attacks have been perpetrated by Muslims, right? 9/11, Muslims. Boston bombing, Muslims. This past incident, Muslims.
Do you remember the Trail of Tears? That was all white people.
Is there such a thing as radical Islamic terrorism?
Definitely. But all right.
So that's what I'm saying is let's at least recognize that there are some Muslims
radical
that are fucking
anything
crazy.
Is bad, I think.
But radical Islamic terrorism are blowing buildings up. They're shooting nightclubs.
Right now they are.
And they're fucking up marathons. People are trying to run 126 miles or whatever
it is. It's not even just 26. The stuff we hear on the news.
Oh, not 126. Like that's a lot.
But over in like Syria and like the countries over there, they're terrorizing the countries
Iron
over
Man.
There too. We just, you know, we hear more about the stuff
Tough
here
mutter.
Because, oh my God, we hear stuff because it's more the, you know,
it's
not like it's not the modern world, like well France and the Brussels
it's
airport.
It's so barbaric to us.
Yeah, where
Listen,
it's like all right, daily
let me ask
lives
you this.
In
let
Syria.
Me ask you this: in New York City in the 70s or 80s, whenever it was, when that artist had the picture of Jesus soaked in urine, nobody gave a shit. But last year,
I didn't even know about this.
You'll Google it.
We're going to learn today.
Last year, when Charlie Hebdo made the offensive picture of Muhammad, somebody walked into that place with an AK-47 and started killing people.
Up, yeah.
There are certain people in this religion that kill other people if you offend their religion. Christians don't do that. Jews don't do that. Protestants and Lutherans, they don't do that. Only Muslims. Am I wrong? Can we not agree that there is something wrong?
There's
something fundamentally wrong. Not with all
religion.
Of them. It's a
I'm
thank
not saying,
you.
But
it's
I
a
feel
very
like
barbaric.
That...
They listen. They treat women like shit. They're not allowed to vote. They're not allowed to drive. They're not allowed to do anything. They're stuck in the goddamn Stone Age. Why can't y'all agree with that? Why are y'all so politically correct? Them,
that's their fucking culture, though, and that's what I'm saying. That's what their fucking thing is. But like, it's our fucking culture. Like, we're here. They should not be allowed to fucking come over here and do that shit. But like, I don't give a fuck what you do in Iraq. That's why we shouldn't fucking be in Iraq. We should be out of that fucking place. I don't give a fuck what they do. Let's fucking deal with ourselves. Let's fucking worry about America. Let's not fucking worry about whatever anybody else is doing anywhere. When you bring that shit here, like this fucker did, even though he was an American citizen, saying that that was what he had his allegiance to, fuck you. You're not allowed to do that. That's not what we're doing.
I care what they do in their other country when George W. Bush and Barack Obama are sending troops over there.
We shouldn't send troops over there. We shouldn't be fucking dealing with them. Let them
kill each other, right?
Yeah, that's what they're going
to
do.
Thank you. And the good ones who want to come in here, who have something to offer our country, who are smart and want to get a degree and want to advance themselves in our country, they should be able to
come over. That's cool.
Come on over. We'll accept you with open arms.
You're trying to fucking put down people, though? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Listen. I think us being over there is angering them even
more. Well, that's what it is.
9/11.
We declared war on them after 9/11, and since then... Like, we've had an entire generation of kids that have grown up hating America.
I was just about to say that.
Bin Laden supporters. They didn't know any better. They were fucking 3 years old when that shit happened, and now they've grown up their whole lives knowing America did this to us. So they hate America. And those are the people that are attacking us. Those are the people that want us dead.
The same thing here. There's a generation that's grown up that hates Muslims because of 9/11. I was in the third grade when, 9/11 happened. I didn't know. All I saw was these people hated America. So little third grade me hated them back.
But you didn't hate them because they were Muslim.
No, I hated them because they hated America and they would do something to hurt my country. I don't like people who hate us because we're free and I can run around topless if no I can't. Oh, but I can,
things get crazy where you left.
But I can show off my skin and I can be myself and I don't have to wear a burqa. I don't have to wear a burqa. Although I gotta say, you don't ever have to do your hair with those things.
They're in the desert. They live in the goddamn desert and you're wearing a blanket with eye holes. Like that's hot as shit.
That's what I'm saying is that they're backward. All right, let's go back to my original question. So free the nipple is right. So the three arguments are guns, religion, and. Mental health. Where do y'all put guns on that list?
I would say three.
Okay.
And mental health would be number one, and then
you gotta have
religion.
If you're mentally unstable, no matter what your religion is, you're gonna be off the hinges, dude. Like that's the kind of guy that goes and says, you know what? I can fix this. I'll just shoot up a fucking club. Like if you're religious, I understand you being
like, well, because of my religion, but it's you having something wrong in your head and you having some mental health issue
that you think that's allowing you to justify it. Yeah.
Mental health is a major issue, but I think that religion is just a tad bit more important.
So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to get rid of
you stop anybody coming into this country right now. That's not
okay,
Muslims.
Really?
Listen to me. That's not Hitler. Muslims. That's every single body. You have to assess who's in this country first, and you have to get the bad people out. Listen, if you come home one day and your house is flooding because you left a faucet on, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to turn the faucet off, right? So what the first thing you're going to do to fix this problem is nobody's allowed in this country until we assess who's in this country, and we're going to get the bad people out, and we're going to let the good people stay.
Have you seen our government? There's no way we're going to ever be able to...
Michael Berry agenda on us right
now. Of course!
I think he's rubbing off on you a little too much right now.
Just a little bit. But listen, I lost my
train of thought. Keep them out!
I'm not saying keep them out. I'm just saying let's stop who's coming into this country. I disagree with Donald Trump. You shouldn't ban all Muslims.
Who are you going to vote for in the election right now?
I'm not voting for Donald Trump, and I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. I'm not voting.
I thought you said you might vote for Trump. Oh, you're not going to vote, but then you're going to bitch about it?
I'm going to bitch at Republicans for nominating Donald Trump.
I'm going to write in Batman.
I would rather you do that. Then not vote.
I'll probably
vote. Fuck you, Alex. All right, you haven't voted in God knows how long.
I voted in the primary.
Did you vote in 2012?
I voted in
2012. That's the first time
I voted.
I voted
for John McCain. John McCain and Sarah Palin back in 2012.
Oh, wait, just kidding. I wasn't old enough. I voted in the last. Wait, no, I'm sorry. No.
Wait, how were you not old enough? Because
I voted for McCain 2012. I voted for Romney.
Yeah, that's
good for you, Alex. Good for you.
I have voted every presidential election since I have been allowed to vote. This presidential election,
I
will vote Gary Johnson because I know he's not going to win, but if enough people vote libertarian to see that, hey, there's a third party that's going to get enough people to vote for them because we fucked shit up this bad, then maybe we can reassess this.
But if you also, listen, if you,
I'm not going to be the guy that votes for Trump or Hillary and then has to tell my kid that I voted for those.
If you also, if you've been, if you, like you said, have voted in every election like you were allowed to, just like me, which only was one election, but if you don't vote, that'll still send a message. That'll still send a message.
Nope. That, because you can't bitch. Because you have to vote against whatever you believe.
Of course.
You
this election with. Is different. This, these are two.
Then
of
write
them.
In some bullshit name. I will. Write I'll in Alex in, Middleton.
I'll write in Alex.
Write
P.
in fucking
Middleton.
Pass the gravy, bitches.
I don't,
let's just do that. Can we all?
I don't want to get into
this. This year, let's all write
have
in.
Paper ballots anymore?
No, yeah, you can do it on the thing.
You can write in.
But like on our write-ins, if you don't want to vote for me, just write in pass the gravy, bitches.
I'm not voting for Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson.
Let's make a difference, America.
Make America gravy again. Hashtag make America gravy again. We got the hats. Get the hats. Everybody's going to get the
heated.
Hats.
Whatever you guys say.
These, Chris is just getting upset.
Y'all are just disagreeing
it's
with
very
me.
Tense
y'all
in
y'all
here.
Are fucking shitting all over all my points. That's just, which is fine.
I just.
Y'all
I just
are for terrorism, think. Basically.
No, I'm not for.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm joking. I love you guys.
We're for terrorism because.
I'm kidding.
Because we want to vote.
No, no. No,
because we want to vote for the leader of the free world.
You don't recognize radical Islamic terrorism.
Oh, I recognize the shit
out of
it.
You don't recognize it as a major fucking problem.
I'm not saying it's not a problem.
You just
but
think
I'm
mental health. So you think in America there
I'm
are
saying
more
keeping
people,
everybody else from coming into the country is not going to be the one solution
I'm not
that
saying,
fixes this shit.
I didn't say that was the one
that's
solution
what
it
seems
to
like
fix
you're
it.
Saying.
I said that's the first step to fix this shit.
Okay.
The first step is to close the borders completely and nobody
and
can
then
come
what's
in.
What's the second step?
The second step is to identify who's in this country and who are the bad people in this country and then
that?
Kick those people out.
The
you
FBI is not good
are
at
they,
it.
Are
the
they
FBI
go through
does.
My phones and text messages?
No,
because
I don't want
them
to do that shit.
If your name comes up with a red flag, then you will be investigated.
But
how
then, like,
know?
If the FBI does that and they don't find anything, then you can just shoot somebody up like 2 years later, right?
What's
like
that?
This guy did. The
yeah,
FBI followed
the FBI
this guy.
Well, the FBI has to get more competent. The FBI obviously dropped the ball in that situation.
Why don't we blame the FBI then?
We do blame the FBI. We are
blaming.
I don't know. I'm
blaming
the
Islamic
FBI.
Terrorism, I think, right now instead of the FBI
job,
for maybe fucking
be an
figuring
FBI
it.
Agent.
Yeah, you'd be
no,
a good
you
one.
Don't.
Federal booby inspector. You oh already got God. The boobies.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Chris coming out of nowhere. Coming out of nowhere. Serious conversation. He's having a booby inspection. Love. Oh shit!
Jesus Christ! Pull yourselves together.
Oh, sorry. My sorry. God.
Anyways.
I did just Wikipedia piss Christ.
And did you find it?
I did.
There you go.
It's him on the cross.
What year was it?
It's a 1987 photograph yeah. by the American artist and photographer Andreas
right.
Serrano. It depicts a small plastic crucifix submerged in a glass of the oh. artist's urine.
Nope. No,
he needs to drink more
no
water.
No Christian's shot.
I
nothing.
Know, right? It's very yellow.
Yeah.
It's there got it bubbles is. In it. I mean, I feel like that's it. Not art. That's not art to me.
No.
Well, it was.
He's making a
it was
statement.
In a museum and all that.
He gets it, though.
He's in a museum. Who
transferred and you know what?
That? Don't
you know,
spill it. Don't spill it. Don't
the
spill
museum
it.
Of piss.
Christians and Protestants and Lutheran. And nobody gave a shit.
Just
well,
like,
people
okay.
gave a shit, but nobody really shot anybody. But that Charlie Hebdo incident. Whew.
Can we talk about what I
you
hate?
Have to know that you have to know that Islam is the only religion you cannot draw a picture of their God. Right?
Yeah, because Family Guy was going to air it, and
what
then
the fuck?
And then they had to pull
is this
that
not
episode.
A backward religion?
Was it Family Guy was at
it was Family
it was
Guy
South Park.
South Park
Muhammad.
Did it too. South Park did it too,
and
but
South
Family
Park
Guy
it.
Was going to do it. Yeah,
you
South Park don't
to,
give no fucks.
You have to know that this is a backward religion, and that there are many good
sir,
people
no,
that
it's not
that
a backward
this,
religion. There's people that interpret the religion backwards. There's not. There's people that are Muslims that have nothing wrong. That
there
I have, there's no, nothing wrong with them that understand it. That follow it to a like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Just like it's not
their
like you
entire,
can't justify killing people by
their entire
by religion.
Their entire
not what
regions
it's for.
Of the world that claim this religion that chop fucking heads off that claim
are
Shiite
they here?
Principles.
We don't fucking need to deal with those.
Whatever.
Let's
gonna,
not fucking
let's
trade with
on.
Them. That's not no.
Alex,
what we need to talk
been,
about,
bro?
No, what we need to talk about right now is the fucking bullshit that we see on social media that's come from this. It's caused everybody to fucking instead of like. Hey, let's care about people that died. Let's fucking focus on that. It's like,
well, let's talk about gun rights. Let's talk about this. I got a statement I want to say that's really just a copy and paste thing from somebody else that I already saw on CNN today, but I'm going to post it.
Fuck you and your stupid activism on Facebook. Oh, you made an online petition to ban guns? That's not a fucking thing. Online petitions are the biggest crap of shit. ever. Like, fuck you if you make an online... If you signed an online petition, turn this podcast off.
Well, you know what...
Fucking get off of it. You know how long it takes to fucking... Like, we could make a petition right now on this podcast in 5 minutes.
You won't let me talk. If they get a certain amount of signatures, then the president has to address it. That's what the reason for the online petition.
Oh, because people clicked? Because people clicked?
Cool. Oh, you mean this many people clicked? Like...
A petition used to be you went door to door. You had to be like, hey, this is my belief. This is this. Would you please sign this? And someone's like, you know what? I agree. And now it's like, I can click a button and I'm an activist. Look at me. I care. I can't. You don't fucking care. You're lazy as shit because you're not getting up off your fucking ass and doing anything. Yeah.
Oh, I made a video talking about it. Oh, but I made a video trying to get people to sign up my petition.
No, you're fucking promoting yourself and you're trying to find a way to make this about yourself. How about we all just fucking... shut the fuck up and just pray or whatever we want to do or think about the victims and meditate on them and focus on them and realize maybe I should give some blood. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I could find other ways to help other than just bitching about things being wrong or blaming other people.
I was looking for my veins to give blood because every time I go to give blood, Phyllis they can never find my veins. Phyllis is actually a heroin
addict and she's trying to find a way to shoot up.
I have little holes.
We can't do that here. Not on the podcast. Come on, Alex. Maybe afterwards, but not now.
Ruining my fun.
Your train tracks are just—they're very apparent right now.
Wow.
I think Chris is upset. He's got his arms crossed. I think like, his face is a little like.
I'm not.
I'm not upset at all. Up after this.
I swear to God, I
like,
could. Give
you know, like when you piss a bull off and he's just in the. He doesn't have steam coming out of his nose, but if he was a cartoon, it would totally have steam coming out of his nose.
Fuck you.
But you know what the best thing about this is we're allowed to talk about this and we're allowed to have an opinion and we're allowed to speak our minds.
Without losing our heads. Yep. Without getting our heads chopped off.
Because in other countries, there are certain religions that would not allow that.
And you know what? We don't live in other countries, so fuck
them. We live in America!
God damn it!
Free
yeah!
speech!
USA!
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Maybe that guy should have just had a sip of Pabst Blue Ribbon and he would have.
I'm white trash and I'm in trouble.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, if you're ever feeling down, mm-hmm. you ever feeling like you're gonna do something irrational, take a sip of Pabst
Blue PBR.
take a sip of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pop in a little past the gravy. And chill the fuck out, guys.
Preach.
It's going to be okay.
Preach.
Yeah. Hey, we love you guys.
Just fucking breathe. We love you guys. Just go.
We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. And that's all we have to say.
God willing.
About that. Mr. Steamy Face.
I swear to God, I'm not upset. I don't care.
Chris is, he says he's not upset.
I'm looking at him in the eyes. Honest to God, I'm not.
And he's smiling at me, but it's not like, fuck you, smile. We've had these conversations
before, Alex.
Like, I'm upset.
Whatever, man. I love you.
Just and because you hate Muslims.
I tolerate you, Phyllis.
Oh, excuse me. Not bringing my boobs around here anymore.
Oh, come on, I was just joking.
All right, there's a segment we do, Phyllis. I don't know. I mean, you've not been on this podcast, it feels like, in 5 years.
It's been a while.
Who sings that song?
Stained.
Since I blah.
Don't look at me like I don't know music.
All right, anyways. There's a segment we do every week where we kind of talk about where we've been since we've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
As the kids would say.
I can't
breathe. Oh. Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where
you been?
Where
you been?
Where
you been?
Where
you
been?
Where you been?
That since you've been gone is my favorite
part.
Oh my
god, what?
Don't you not like our...
You don't want to hear it again? We can play it again.
Yeah.
Hey, you. Where you been?
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 Where you
gone?
One more time.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Later, let's. One more time. They're down for it.
Where you been?
Oh, that is gold
right there. It makes me so happy when people that aren't normally on the podcast come on and they're like, oh, what the fuck is this? Craig Levati kind of gave us some looks when we were playing it. He's like, what am I listening to?
Happening?
I like that Phyllis she's pretty much aware of what we do. And she's like, it's still weird. It's still weird. This is why we're not winning any awards.
Excuse me, the Latelettes make the intros.
Latelettes, they're heavily influenced by us. But
very good.
One hell of a band. You know, Jimmy Fallon has the roots, I would say. We're probably about as equal to them.
Right up there.
So, So, Chris, you wanted to lead us off? Where you been this week?
Yeah, man, I didn't do much this weekend. excuse me.
All right.
I hung out with my brother a little bit on Saturday. And
a little bro time.
Yeah, a little bro time on Saturday afternoon. I saw an old friend that I went to high school with. He actually delivered flowers to my house, to my parents' house. And I hadn't seen him in like 5 years. And we got together, had a little brewski, legally for the first time since we hung out and drunk beer in high school. It's always a good time.
14.
Wait, are you 21 now?
I've been 21.
You haven't passed the year since Chris has been 21, have you?
I have not.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
You owe me a birthday lap dance.
Oh.
Anyways.
She's not a stripper.
Can I buy you a stripper?
Hey, I've been to strip clubs with Phyllis. Or a strip club with Phyllis.
It's
I think I actually funded. I actually funded most of it.
Yeah,
but
you bought Phyllis a lap dance?
I did.
What?
Yeah.
I believe I've told this in a previous Where Have You Been when I went to a coworker's wedding. And Phyllis, my girlfriend, and I, and Phyllis's guy she was hanging out with that night, went to a strip club.
He had a little boy toy?
Yeah.
A boy toy.
Boy
toy. She called him.
Is that what you called him?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's like, come on.
Come on,
boy toy. She had him on a leash.
I was in New Orleans. Come on.
Do you have a plunger stuck to his head with a, like a Twinkie tied to within the string at the end of the plunger?
I don't even know what you're doing now. That doesn't even make sense.
What?
You'll know it if you see it. Anyways.
So yeah, Phyllis is fun at a strip club.
Yeah?
No.
Did you get all kinds of dances? Did you make it rain on those bitches?
Alex made it rain.
Was it your first time at a strip club?
I immediately regretted it.
Yeah, it was my first time.
Nice. And what'd you think?
It was fun.
Did you like...
I don't know if it's because I was drunk and it was 3 o'clock in the morning
on Bourbon
Street.
And you were VIP, dog.
And I was VIP.
Were you trying to talk any of the strippers into another profession?
No.
Why don't you just go to nursing school?
You're a sweet girl.
You can do it. Just put your top back on. Quit shaking your tits
in
my face.
You could be a waitress.
So you got to dance.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was weird.
Was it?
There was no boobs.
Can we just talk about like, all right.
Do you have any girl-on-girl experience?
Like, no, that was like the first time.
Did you ever kiss a girl?
No.
You didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
Didn't like what?
The dance.
It was weird.
And I liked it. Taste of... I'm sorry, I don't know.
Too much, too far. It's cherry chapstick if you wanted it. If anyone cared.
I've never kissed a girl. I've never done anything.
So let's just talk about the differences. Like, the time I went to the strip club with Phyllis and my girlfriend were both like, "Yeah," they were like telling us to grab their tits and their ass, and I was like, "What?"
She made me slap her ass.
Yeah. You
slap
that
so,
ass.
So like the whole time I'm in a strip club, the guy you can't touch chicks, especially if you're a dude.
Yeah.
So like I just have my hands like in the cushions,
it's
like
bonus.
I don't want to. Yeah, you're just like God. Don't want to touch you. Don't want to touch you.
You're
don't
like the NFL player
they
who
like
got hit by the other NFL
dick
player, and they just put their hands.
Well,
on
no, I assume I was like Ray Rice, like every time he rides in an elevator with his wife now, where he's like, "Whoa, I'm gonna go this side. You stay on that side. We're gonna have to
hands
talk.
Pocket.
We're not
hands
gonna hug.
Pocket.
Maybe a hug. Maybe a hug. Nope. Not that's too much. That's too much. Just make sure you do not lay down. Do not try and even tie your shoes in this elevator with me.
Don't even look at me. I'm going to stand in the corner.
I'm just standing here. I'm on my phone. I'm doing things. I'm going to text someone so they'll have a timestamp on this text. I'm good.
Okay.
All right, so
where
anyway.
Are we going from here?
I don't know. We were going back to Chris. Because I was like, I think it's Phyllis. No, that's Chris.
Because you were talking about
talking
can't
about strip
touch
clubs.
Strippers.
I can't touch, but Phyllis can.
Can't
and so, like, her and my girlfriend had a great time.
I grabbed boobs.
I did not.
And
you
slapped an
boobs?
Ass. She made me. She was like, "You're a girl. You can do anything in a strip club." And I was like, "No, I'm really good." She's like, "No." And she's
wait
like,
a second.
She, like,
wait a second. She said,
my...
"You're a girl. You can do anything at a strip club.
You can pretty much get away with
they
anything
can,
in a strip
dude.
Club.
That's sexist.
So, like, she...
It is. It's so sexist.
Oh, well. But
can I do anything at a strip club if I identify as a girl?
Oh.
Oh. You see, if Caitlin waltzed into that bitch... She'd be able to do whatever she wants.
Well,
she can
yeah.
stick a digit up their asshole if she cares.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think that was allowed. I think it might have had to pay extra.
May have been frowned upon at that time.
Go into the other room. She was like,
the champagne
she was like, you're
that.
A girl. You can get away with things. And she like grabbed my hands and made me grab her. Sorry if you're listening. Her tiny little boobies.
I'm
and
sorry
it was like,
if you're listening.
It was like, this is like not even a
they
handful.
Were tiny
you,
boobies?
You fit my little palm.
So your boobies were bigger?
By far.
Did you let her touch your boobies?
Nope.
I'm just trying to, you know, paint an image for the listeners and the readers.
I don't think she could touch me.
But she's grinding on you, right?
I guess, yeah.
She's giving you a lap dance.
Kind of. kind of.
So she's grinding on you.
It was yeah. She was like all up in my face, and she was talking to me. She's like, I was supposed to be downstairs.
Alex, did you
and
see
I
this
come up here
while I was going down?
No, they were in a VIP room.
I am sorry I missed this dance, by the way.
But then she was talking to me. She's like, I'm so mad because so and so was supposed to do this, and she was in an awkward situation.
Like,
and I was like, I'll fuck someone up for you. Let's do this. I'll fight someone. I was ready to go.
Yeah, you are. Phyllis is feisty. I'm gonna call
Phyllis is
feisty. Phyllis,
mm-hmm. Feisty Phil.
Feisty Phil.
I just want to fight people all the time.
Feisty Philly.
I'm just so full of anger, like all the time.
She does. Sometimes she like rants about shit, and like, are you gonna fight them? And she's like, no.
No.
So I'm like, well, you seem like you're about to, so you might want to chill out.
Mm-hmm. I need to breathe.
Just take a breath. And nice. Breath.
Kept going. She kept going.
Okay, Howard's turn.
Anyways.
Where else were you?
I didn't do
Chris?
A shit
you
ton this
much?
Weekend. Yeah, my apartment flooded on Sunday, but we'll get into that
later. That's going to be more of a not cool.
We're
going to
get
boy,
into that. Boy,
boy
that
oh boy,
cool.
Have I heard from Chris this week.
Chris Hogan has not had a good month.
Chris has
between
had
my
a
apartment
rough time.
And my car.
Do you need a hug?
Phil, I didn't even tell you about my car. I'll tell you off air because Alex,
we'll
has heard an, Alex has heard enough.
Well, I know.
Okay.
Alex, where have you been?
Didn't do too much. Did not do too much this week. My dog celebrated her sixth birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday,
sixth
Felicia.
Birthday,
what do you
Felicia.
Do for her birthday?
So for a dog birthday, her tradition since my family has kind of done this with their dogs. My dad used to always give our dogs a steak and a beer. Every birthday.
You give your dog a beer?
I did not give her dog a beer. I've kind of researched what alcohol does to dogs.
Yeah,
it's not
very
great.
Good.
It's not
plus,
great.
I don't
so
think she's 21, right?
She is
42 seven?
Now.
Oh, well then, yeah. She's
in dog years, if you assume. But
you know
six.
Only white people celebrate their birthdays for their dogs.
That's
right?
A very white
that
thing to do. And I'm not denying it. It's a pretty white thing to do, and I did it. But, like... My dog and my girlfriend are probably my two best friends, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
And Chris.
Well, I mean, like, Chris, like, I don't live with you.
Go ahead.
And,
make me feel more like shit.
I had to take her outside every time she wants to shit, and my girlfriend has sex with me. So they're going to both probably...
yeah.
I got you.
I'm closer
although
to them.
Alex, you know, if you asked.
But, no, weird. So we had her sixth birthday party, and by birthday party, I mean my brother came over. He drank with me, and we made... burgers, and I gave her a steak.
Cool. Aww.
Got her when you have a dog birthday party, I swung by the pet store, got
a
bone.
Did you bring
got her
to the
a
pet
toy
store?
No,
because dogs love that
well
shit.
I was on my way home from work, so
oh,
I wanted
okay
to be like,
okay.
Oh, you should, you get, it's like happy it's like I can unwrap day it, but I have to unwrap it because obviously she doesn't have thumbs,
obviously.
And I was like, oh my god, I got you this toy.
That's
she's
how
so
you
excited
out, lost
you
say
shit
it like a 40-year-old black woman who got
yeah,
a
always
present for her.
Oh my god, what are you doing? And so she lost her shit. She got a bone too. And my brother brought her a bone. Then my girlfriend came home and brought her some stuff.
Mm.
So she got a lot of gifts. And then she saw my parents.
Fucking white people
over the weekend. Yeah, no, but like I don't know.
I'm just saying
she's awesome.
You
so
never
I'll
catch a guy named
that
Lucius celebrating his dog's birthday.
Lucius probably does celebrate his dog's birthday.
Is Lucius not
Malfoy
the blackest game? Blackest
Lucius
name
is like a super
no
white hipster guy named
Lucius.
Me.
Lucius?
Lucius.
You ever seen Harry
Lucius
Potter?
Lucius Malfoy?
Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, really?
He's like
the
whitest
guy
dude
with
ever. He looks
white,
like a snake.
Blonde hair.
Looks like a snake. Has a,
well,
does he have a ponytail?
That's kind of the point. No, he never had a ponytail. His
wait,
dad
had
a ponytail.
Slick back.
His dad had the long.
No, that's Draco.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Look at me fucking know my Harry
oh
Potter
my god
shit.
And I love Harry
for
Potter.
Shame.
Get the fuck
for
out of here
shame
with that.
I'm sorry.
You're
I was totally thinking
Harry
of
Potter
Draco.
Knowledge?
But Lucius, yes. He had the long blonde hair.
I always thought Lucius was a black
person. It was white hair, actually, I believe. It was white blonde.
Whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
I read all the I books mean, and I've seen all the movies and I've been to Harry Potter World
twice
in Orlando.
I've never been.
You know what upsets me, Alex?
Like,
you're my friend and all. But you love Star Wars. You obviously care a little bit about Harry Potter, yet you take a massive shit all over Lord of the
Lord
Rings.
Lord of the Rings is garbage.
Whoa.
Fuck you, dude.
Lord
fuck
of the Rings is
you
garbage.
Whoa.
Lord of the Rings tops Star Wars.
Yes.
It tops
oh, okay
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Okay.
It tops everything.
Yes.
All right. You have to know.
Lord
then
of the Rings is...
That's
Chris, get over
hey
here.
Hey, remember like in the first Lord of the Rings when they when they go to the cliff and then it just fucking ends and you're like, wait, what did I watch?
Wait, what?
The first Lord of the Rings.
When you gotta watch the second and third one.
Oh,
you
really?
Dumb
because
fuck?
When I watched the first one, I was like, "This is a load of horseshit." I watched 3 hours of nothing.
No, oh
they
my
got
God.
To a cliff and it all ended. Right, all right. At least so Harry Potter had some magic shit going on.
There's so much stuff.
At least Star Wars has fucking guns and shit. Fuck you, Hobbits.
We need to start a new segment. It's just called Alex's Stupid Unpopular Opinions. Because last week he said Marilyn Monroe is ugly.
I think that's that. It's just.
And then this week.
Apparently, I was not the only one.
No, fuck you, man.
I was not the only person.
Do you like Star Wars, Phyllis?
No.
No, you're dumb.
Fucking love you, Phyllis. Fucking love you, Phyllis.
Star Wars and Harry Potter kicked Lord of the Rings ass. And that is an unpopular opinion. I'm not afraid to say it. Hey, let's. Can I get some help?
I've got some opinions. You might not like them. Unpopular opinions.
Throw some money back, friend. We're starting a podcast today. It's called
the Rings.
Yeah, Pass
and
the
I
Rings.
I will copyright it past the anything so no one can have.
Just saying.
No one can have.
We're doing
past
nonstop them. Nancy Grace drops. Just.
Oh my God, I hated Lord of the Rings. It was awful. There was no woman in it that gave me any interest.
Steven Tyler's daughter is in it.
Yeah, Arwen.
Arwen,
get the
fucking
fuck
hot.
Oh, you mean the chick that's already been saved in Armageddon? Fuck off.
The blonde chick with the blue eyes.
Erwin.
Is that?
I can't remember her name. She doesn't
Irwin.
Count. Doesn't
Arwen
count.
Arwen and Erwin.
Nope.
And they both.
No, there's Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn is one of them, and she's
these
fucking hot.
These guys are fucking dumb. Right?
Not,
oh, Phyllis. Like, where have you been?
No.
Really?
Oh,
really? Like the Hobbit.
I'm totally reading
Lord of
the
Rings
books right now, too.
Is what you guys are into.
What's that now?
Fuck you guys.
Oh my God, I love the Hobbit. I love Lord of the Rings.
That's a great book. You cannot. Did you read The Hobbit?
No, because I'm not stupid. I watched the goddamn movie and I said, this is dumb
this
as
is
shit.
Podcast
I'm
over.
Out.
This,
I'm out.
There's no,
over
no
oh,
help.
Get out of
hey,
here.
Let's go to this mountain. Oh, let's end it.
Frodo has to take the ring because nobody else can because the ring will overpower them and they'll go evil.
Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, then why did I watch 3 fucking hours and waste all of my life doing that?
Don't hate on
at
Frodo.
At least at the end of
seriously.
Harry Potter, I get a payoff.
What payoff?
There's a payoff at the end of every single
yeah,
Harry
really
Potter.
Is.
You're well, never like, oh, but what?
But people know. Oh, so the people who don't know like Lord of the Rings, like you do, don't realize that
fuck
the,
you,
the
Lord
journey.
How many? Hold on.
Continues.
Have you seen all 3 movies?
No, I watched the first one. I thought it was garbage, and I never
that's
watched.
Oh my
one.
God!
What is wrong with
there's
you?
So much.
I got
more.
A cutoff point. I've got a cutoff point. And I said,
that's
fuck
it.
You.
This,
this
weekend,
is me.
Are we?
Make,
this
no.
Weekend, we are having a Lord of the
we're
Rings
not,
marathon.
Yes,
Phyllis is coming over, and we are watching all 3.
I will not participate.
Yeah, you will.
I'm not
it's
going
be
to
be like all day.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going
all
be
day,
fantastic.
And we're
going
to have no ending.
I'll bring the Funyuns. Don't you worry. We'll be all right. There'll be our rings.
You'll bring the Funyuns.
Yes.
You'll bring the Funyuns. That'll be the only fun anyone has the whole time because the movies fucking suck.
You
fuck
only
you,
saw
Alex.
The first one, and I'll give it to you. There's not a whole
and listen,
lot of
what was Elijah Wood's?
No, no,
what was
no, no,
Elijah
no, no.
Wood's best role? Wilfred. Fuck
oh.
You.
Okay, pause.
Wilfred
that was a good
is
show.
Great. Hold on. Listen. You can't, that last scene in the first Lord of the Rings,
when
that
they walk
orc,
up to the goddamn thing and
when,
they're just done,
when
and
that
it's
orc
over.
Gets shot in the arrow with the arrows like 6 times and he's not going down, he's still ugh. Trying to kill what's his nose? Dude.
What's his nose?
All right, let's move on because we're not going to. Boromir, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, it's not
Phyllis.
Better than fucking
he,
Luke taking out
dies.
The goddamn Death Star? Fuck you, Lord of
the
Rings.
The Death Star, the oh, Imperial yeah, right. Overlord is going to come by with. That is the nerdiest fucking shit you can imagine. That is 2 steps away from Battlestar Galactica, 1 step away from Star Trek. You're
well, according
fucking
to my calculations, the hobbits
nerd.
Live in. The hobbits live in the forest. They have hairy feet and they live under trees and things. They have 2 breakfasts every morning and then they fight things with elves and blah, blah, blah.
What about second breakfast?
Yeah,
okay.
Breakfast and
okay.
Second breakfast and supper, then
I'm
dinner,
nerd.
Then lunch, then tea time.
Yep.
You have all
fuck
kinds
you.
Of dinners. Those
Harry Potter
can eat.
Would fuck up. Dude. Whatever the fuck Elijah Wood's character's name
those
is.
Those bitch little
and, Frodo. Yeah, because he's got a wand. Frodo's just
yeah.
A little halfling.
Fuck
that's
you,
why he took
Frodo.
The ring.
But he's also got that goddamn sword that turns blue when the bad motherfuckers are coming, and he can stab you to death.
Which, and he's fuck got you, he's got man. Mithril.
And fuck then you got that one dude that's like, my precious.
Iconic. That is an iconic character of the 21st century cinema. You have to
everybody
know
that. Everybody knows who Gollum
is. Everybody knows
everybody
Gollum.
Knows.
And when Chris Kattan was Gollum on Saturday Night Live, fucking hilarious. You know what? Grow a pair of balls, let them drop, and then watch Lord of the Rings,
all
right?
I've got all of that. All right, all
whatever.
That. I've done it all.
Alex, where have you been?
I have been. I told you.
Other
dog,
than being
dog,
a fucking douche.
Dog birthday party, not watching Lord of the Rings like a chump. And
I'm watching Lord of the Rings.
I'm buying.
So I go home.
Oh, absolutely. I got the first one already.
Hey, that's cool. You guys want to waste 3.5 hours of your life? That's fine.
That's fine.
Best
go do that.
3 hours ever.
Go do that. You can watch Titanic. I can tell you what happens. Boat sinks.
There's an iceberg.
But people die. Fact, guy dies. Not the chick, because he gives her the door. Because, you know, they could share it. They could have shared it, but no, not now.
Leo did the honorable thing.
Leo did. That's what I love about Leo.
Just saying.
That's why I wanted him to
win. Drown instead of huddling for warmth.
Can we all... We can all agree that Leo's a fucking badass.
Yes.
Every time
he's
I
just
go...
just banging models.
Every time I go on page six, he's just... Leo's dating a new blonde chick. Leo's dating a new blonde chick.
Which
Leo's
means, dating a new blonde
chick.
Which means,
ass.
Like, Leo's
just
also, like...
pounding that
bang.
Ass.
He's also banged, like, 37 other blonde chicks trying
every
to find
this
blonde
chick.
Every time
I see him, when he's not, like, in a movie or anything, he's got, like, 60 pounds of extra weight. Like, where did that come from? And he's got that fucking man bun
the
going on.
The only person that would score more pussy than Leo would
is Johnny
be...
Depp.
Tim Tebow, if he would ever just, like,
oh
be, like, a ladies'
God.
Man. Because Tim Tebow... could slay pussy like nobody's business.
He's
I could say
I'm,
that
if he wasn't all like I care.
No, it's the Christianity I'm
it's
a good boy,
boy
thing,
thing yeah.
that gets the girls going. They're like, well, I want to fuck him up.
But like if
Phyllis,
Tim Tebow went on like a bender for like a weekend in Vegas, like Tim Tebow could probably have sex with 7,000 women. I bet
it would last like 10 seconds because you know OJ's on TV. Sorry.
Oh my God!
I just feel like I needed to.
Can we talk
to
about OJ?
That.
I have watched OJ. That's where I've been also.
Oh yeah?
OJ Made in America. A 5-part series by ESPN. Presented
it's a
5-part
series?
Yeah.
I heard it was a 7-part.
Is it
going to
be on demand? No, it's 5. I just saw it.
It's a 5-part series.
I need to
fucking
watch it.
Know my OJ. Are you guys going to try and like question me on OJ? No. What the fuck are
what
you
what college
doing?
Did OJ go to?
USC, you sucker.
Okay.
Why did I say sucker? That was a fucking...
Sucker!
Sucker!
Phyllis, where have you been?
I was in San Antonio this past weekend.
Oh, I fucking love San Antonio.
Remembering the Alamo.
Yes.
Where you
don't forget about Goliad.
It was remembering. There was lots of remembering. There's lots of... I don't know. I really like San Antonio.
When's the
it's
last time you've been to San Antonio?
Probably high school.
That river
and
is
I went
the
for,
dirtiest fucking thing ever.
It's fuck
so
you,
gross. All
right?
I like it, though. I went and walked around the Riverwalk like early in the morning and it was super calm and all the ducks were out. There wasn't a lot of people just, you know, eating and being loud on the Riverwalk. It was just like a nice, cool, calm, collective morning. It was cool. And then that's a different morning. I woke up and I went to the Alamo early and like nobody was there.
Nice.
I got to like, you know, move throughout the Alamo freely instead of being packed in there with all these tourists.
Isn't
blah,
it
blah.
So weird being at the Alamo, like knowing that,
just,
you know, 200 years ago, all these people were here, and it looks so small, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look so tiny?
Well, I remember going when I was a kid, like when we first moved to Texas, my parents were like, we're going to go on all the Texas landmarks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, my dad just talking about, like, all the people that died there.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
then, like, one of the tour guides, and I was like, fuck.
It's one of the great
American we're walking around
stories.
Where people are just dead. They were just dead bodies laying here. And I just remember, like, this is, like, real. Like, this happened.
Yeah.
And, like, because, like, it's so fairy tale eyesed.
Yes. It's
yeah,
so,
well, it's so
like now where you're like, there's movies
like
about
growing
it.
Up in folklore. Texas, you had Texas history like almost every other year. So it's like, remember the Alamo, remember the Alamo, remember the Alamo, remember the Alamo.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, yeah, people died. Okay, yeah, this was like a turning point, the Texas Revolution, blah blah blah. So it's like, it's just kind of imprinted in our brains. But like being there, it was a little surreal this time. It was weird. Like it was like
because you're older,
you can appreciate
it just a little bit more. That all those guys there knew that they were gonna die.
Yeah,
but they were
they
gonna
still
die
held their
for
ground.
You know, a greater cause and
Texas,
baby. Mm. God, I fucking love this state.
Me
no
too.
Other state do you have such people that are so proud of their state.
Says every state.
I would no.
No.
I was saying Texas
Ohio
is, the
is
only...
not proud of. Like they don't say
you're gonna probably find
greatest
somebody
state
in Ohio
the union.
That says that
Texas. Is the only state that you can get a tattoo and have it be socially acceptable
exactly,
and cool.
Exactly.
You can't get a Florida tattoo or a Maine tattoo.
Or a fucking Connecticut tattoo.
Yeah,
or
like
a Nebraska tattoo.
Colorado, it's just a square.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just a weed leaf.
Nebraska is just a rectangle. It's like Texas is fucking cool.
I mean,
looking.
Yeah, Texas has a fucking cool state shape. For sure.
John Steinbeck said that, you know, he did the
on
deal.
On the road?
He did the deal where he toured the United States, and he said there's something about Texans.
Jack Kerouac, I was
Texas loves
about.
Texas.
There's something about Texans that make them so proud of being Texas. It's not like any other state in the union that these people are so proud of where they come from.
Have you seen the this is not Texas specific.
Bought,
it's Houston specific where it's the... Hunter S. Thompson quote about Houston's a vile city, blah, 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 blah. And everybody always uses it as like, oh, it's so, like, look what he said about our city. Like, you know he's talking shit about Houston, right, guys?
We're
like,
disgusting.
He's not saying positive things. So, like, when you use that as, like, a thing of pride, you're kind of making fun of yourself.
Yep.
And yes. that gets posted all the time on my Facebook where like someone's like, yeah, Houston. I'm like, he's talking shit he's, about the city that you just posted like that about Houston. As if it was a good thing. So don't.
So John Steinbeck said that Texas is a state of
mice
mind.
And men, right?
Yes, that is of Mice and Men, Grapes of Wrath.
I only read of Mice
Lieutenant
and men.
Dan?
Nope. What? That's Forrest Gump.
That's Forrest Gump.
No.
Totally different thing.
But is that not the guy that plays Lieutenant Dan?
No.
Or is it the other guy?
That is,
Who's it? You said Of Mice and Men, and that's what my mind went to.
Of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
That's the story of Lenny and
yeah.
George.
Yeah.
Where they kill Lenny.
Yes. The guy who plays George.
Oh, yes, in the
Thank
movie.
You!
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
In the movie. What's his name, Alex? You can look that shit up. But anyways.
Gary Sinise?
Yeah, Gary Sine.
That's not how you spell sign.
That's his name? I didn't think that was his name.
I think it's pronounced sign.
Sinise? Sinise? Sign makes more sense, but... I was watching that. I was watching the end of it the other day when Forrest has the his Jenny, the shrimping
this
boat,
is my Jenny.
And he calls. He shows up and he's like, I thought I'd try out my sea legs. And he's like, Lieutenant Dan, you don't have any legs. He's like, I know.
Oh my God, I love that movie. It's so good.
Forrest Gump gets so old to me after a while, but like, I can watch 30 minutes yeah. of it like hardcore every oh, yeah. single
Just
time.
Every
I
time
see
it's
it.
On, I'm like, yep.
The, one of the greatest quotes.
But then
is
when he goes to the kid's house and he talks to the kid,
okay, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. When he goes to the fucking kid's house and he just talks to him, and then the kid like has no idea who he is, and you're like, aw,
yes,
he's never gonna be able to relate with this guy.
One of the greatest quotes though in that movie is when he's at the Black Panther party and he beats up the guys for beating on Jenny, and at the end he says, so "I'm sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party." He just walks away into the sunset.
My one of my favorite memes this year was the Broncos memes after they beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl.
I'm sorry,
I ruined your Panther party.
Yeah, Forrest Gump. The only thing I don't like about Forrest Gump is that it beat Pulp Fiction for the Oscar. In
I watched that this weekend.
Pulp Fiction?
That this weekend.
Fucking A, Alex. That's my favorite movie.
It's one of my favorite. Top five.
By far, hands down, bar none, my favorite movie.
My favorite is Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and I don't know
why. Hold on. First of all, great movie. Explain to me why Pulp Fiction is so good.
Because it's Quentin Tarantino at his finest.
At his absolutely finest.
Like, that is golden
Quentin
Tarantino.
If you listen to the dialogue in that movie... It's fucking golden.
Just like the fucking I was watching it with my dad, and like when Samuel L. Jackson goes into the apartment in the beginning,
and he gets
flock of seagulls,
right?
And he's,
flock of seagulls.
What is this? Do you mind if I have a taste of this Sprite to wash down my delicious burger?
But hold on.
And you're like, fuck.
But
so
before
great.
That, before that scene, when him and Travolta were having the conversation about the foot massage, that have you ever given a woman have you ever given your mother a foot massage or a man a foot massage? Like that dialogue, that back and forth is so Tarantino. You know, it's just quintessential
Everything
Tarantino.
I was
and
just
then,
curious.
And then, like...
The overdose where they gotta stab her through the breastplate.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, it's so real.
The fact that you don't know what's in the briefcase the entire movie. Everything about that. The rape scene. You have to understand, Tarantino's mind is fucking crazy.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
Can you imagine... Can you
Why
imagine
you
Quentin Tarantino
like
explaining that scene, the rape scene, to the actor who plays Marcellus Wallace? All right, so this is what's going to happen.
There's going to be
this
a
skinny white guy is going to rape you up the ass. But don't worry, because Bruce Willis will come through that motherfucker with a goddamn samurai sword and save your black ass. Dude, his...
Where's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's dead.
And then I fucking love that movie. It's one of those movies you can turn it on.
But, okay.
And I'm in.
And just pick up at any spot?
Any spot, and I'm in till the end.
Here's a Marilyn Monroe kind of thing for Alex. Mm. Uma Thurman, not that hot.
Oh, did
not
he
that
just
hot.
Break it?
Not that hot in the movie.
Uma Thurman's hot at all.
Kill Bill, I think Uma Thurman is hot.
Oh, Alex.
Pulp Fiction,
like,
I'm not a huge fan. I'm not saying she's not attractive. But I'm saying.
I don't think she's very attractive.
A little bit overrated. Did you break those headphones?
No.
It sure sounded
Chris,
like
Chris
it.
Threw headphones down.
He like
and
you
stormed off
those things.
You're crazy,
and then just went and sat on the couch in my tiny studio.
You're crazy, Alex.
Am I crazy? Or am I man with standards?
Dude.
What's so hot about her?
She
has that fucking bowl cut.
I'll tell you what's hot about her is that she's simply the same thing I say about
Britta
Marwan.
She looks like she's a member of the Beatles.
On Channel 2 is that she's simply beautiful. She's tall and she's blonde and she doesn't have to put on a whole lot of makeup. She's
fucking hot in Kill Bill. Not in Pulp Fiction.
Dude, I don't see it.
You're crazy, Alex.
I don't know.
You're so insane.
All right, Phyllis. I'm pulling it up right now.
I don't think she's attractive in Pulp Fiction.
Like, she's cute. But, like, I just don't like the bangs on that shit. Nuh-uh.
I think it's because she...
The fact that she's going to overdose, and I know that now the whole time, it makes it way less attractive.
Come on, dude.
She seems sweaty.
Come on.
Like, that's the best one of it, though. And, like, it's and that's like, that's still, movie. Like, eh.
I don't know. I don't find her attractive. There's all right, on a
rate from 1 to 10.
I'm glad that Phyllis is, like, she's a 6.5 at best on that.
Oh, you are. Nuts.
On the smoking the cigarette and the fucking movie cover?
She's a solid 8.5, man. You're crazy. I think that she's insanely pretty.
That's a bit of a reach.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a guy that doesn't also... You know what? I still don't give, like...
This is an
like
unpopular
nines
opinion.
Don't happen to me. I don't pick nines. Like, you're not... No one's really a nine. Nobody's to me. Nine. I think... I don't...
It's like the highest.
That's a douchey thing.
Jessica Alba's a 9.
Jessica Alba. Pull her up.
Listen, I will say this. This is an unpopular opinion.
Uma Thurman, Minka Kelly are 9.
Uma Thurman at any point in her career is hotter than Jennifer Aniston at any point in her career.
What?
Boom. Yep, I said it.
Chris, yes. I think you're drunk. No. Okay, Jessica Alba. Yeah, Invisible Woman.
Jessica Alba's hot. Let me show you Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly is...
From Friday Night Lights. Gorgeous.
I guess.
And that scene? That scene in
Pulp Fiction? They just look like women to me.
There's no such thing as a 10 to me. I don't think anybody's ever going to be a 10.
All right, so
Chris,
gonna,
do you have any tens?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, they're definitely
who? Tens. Who is a 10?
What's her nose? What's that? Nose? What's that super
that's
hot?
Not a, that's not a name. Not even a name.
What's Gigi Hadid? Gigi Hadid is a 10.
Gigi Hadid.
She just won the Spike Award for hottest girlfriend or whatever.
She looks like Ronda
10.
Rousey.
She really does look like Ronda Rousey in that one picture.
Well, she looked hot on Spike last week.
Okay, so in one time you saw her, she looked hot. I'm gonna say she's 7.5 at best.
All right, then what's the chick with the big boobies? The blonde one.
There's so many.
There's a lot.
You know who I'm talking about.
Charlotte McKinney.
Maybe
Kate
the most
Upton.
Vague.
There you go, Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, yeah, that's pretty hot.
I have this weird thing against her.
What?
I just
no. Kate Upton's an 8.5.
So who's a 10 then?
There's no 10.
Yes,
there's no
there
such
are.
Thing as
a
10.
Of course, there are things.
A 10 is perfect. A 10 is flawless.
I can't stand Kate Upton.
I don't think we should ever say this at 10.
I think there are 10.
It's setting an unfair standard. No one's ever perfect.
Katy Perry's pretty hot.
Katy Perry is pretty hot.
I'm just being a dick.
Taylor Swift is pretty.
Taylor Swift looks like a high schooler that never grew up.
What
she's
is
got
wrong
the legs.
With you?
And legs are like a fetish for some people. Not like a fetish, but like a thing. You know, there's guys that like boobs, there's guys that like ass. She's got the legs.
She looks like America's sweetheart.
I mean, I would air P&V. But other than that, and Kate Upton, oh my God!
What's
Google.
The other blonde chick with the big knockers on?
Charlotte McKinney.
There
is
you
it
go.
Kate Upton dating?
Damn.
Justin.
Her
Verlander?
Body's so weird, and I fucking don't get it. And I don't understand why people are so in love with her.
Hey man, I'll tap that.
What
out.
I would still have sex with her.
I could do that.
I'm
I
sure
could
you
do
can.
That.
Can you
I
show
could...
us?
Shut the fuck up.
All right, that's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to report you to the HR. Jessica.
Wait,
can we write him up?
Pause. Everybody pause for 2 seconds. Why are you using Yahoo? Why aren't you using Google?
Really?
I don't know.
What is Bing broken?
What is happening?
Dogpile.com didn't work.
Ask Jeeves.
Oh, shit.
Jeeves, what's going on, Jeeves?
Hold on. Go to Ask Jeeves. Is it still a website?
It's got to be.
It's got to be. Ask Jeeves, of course.
Ask Jeeves.
Websites just don't go away.
It's just ask.com.
Ask.
Where'd Jeeves go? Let me ask where Jeeves went.
Where did Jeeves go?
Where did Jeeves go? That's the first thing that pops up. Nope, nothing. They gave me nothing.
They
should have
said something like he's on vacation.
You know what I don't use? I don't use ask.com because they're fucking dumb.
No. There's tens out there.
All right, so we've just talked about... We've just belittled women a little bit.
Just a little bit. But it's all right because we got a woman in studio today.
It's cool. We
it's
can
okay.
Totally rate
she said
women.
It was okay.
You're allowed to rate women.
I think Uma Thurman.
You're allowed to what?
Rate women. Oh, it's totally.
Well,
rate.
You gotta
with
clarify.
A T, excuse me.
Rate.
Women.
Enunciate.
Okay. So I didn't know Phyllis went to Stanford or Baylor.
Uma Thurman, if you're listening, I think you're pretty.
Uma Thurman.
I'm not saying she's not pretty. I just don't think she's.
She's pretty.
She's not a
10,
but she's definitely an 8, right?
No. Come on. There's something about your...
Phyllis, what would you rate yourself?
That's a horrible question.
That's not a horrible question. Because she can judge these women.
I know my flaws, so I'm automatically going to... I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm a 10. Oh, my God. But I'm not, like, ugly, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, then never mind, then.
This is awkward now. This is getting super awkward.
I think Uma Thurman...
Hey, you know what's not awkward, though, guys?
When Uma Thurman wears those MeUndies?
If Uma Thurman wanted to get a little bit hotter...
She can wear MeUndies.
She should put on some MeUndies, because... Because, guys, whether you're wearing a suit or sweats,
piss me off, Alex.
You spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, but instead of making a statement like Superman's tights over his clothes every day, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, which is a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton, not corton. That's not even a thing. It's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free. There's no questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Remember Superman? That's what they were talking about earlier in the thing. That's what they wanted me to reference again. As I was going to this part in the advertisement. Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription plan or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/podcast.
2 weeks in a row you said Canada the proper way, and I was still proud.
And now I thought about it.
Now you're all over.
And then
Kanata.
I think that's actually probably what the Inuits used to call Canada.
Inuits.
The Inuits.
That's what you're supposed to call Eskimos these days, right?
Is that what we're calling them?
I don't know.
We had a discussion on the show that I work on about the Rod Ryan show about what you call midgets.
Yeah. I thought that was a weird conversation.
And I was arguing that...
You should call them midgets.
I think midget is not an inappropriate name. It's what people have called them forever. And midgets, fun fact, call us normal people.
What's that?
Call us normal people.
We're called normal people.
Oh. Well, or I always normies. Thought... First of all, I always thought that little person...
You normie.
I always thought that little person sounded a little bit rough.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds way worse.
And then I always thought that dwarf sounded a little bit rough.
I don't like dwarf.
Dwarf is what you get in Lord of the Rings. Dwarf. There are dwarfs in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like am I on Game of Thrones?
Right.
No,
it's not
dwarf. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You're a little person. You're not a full person, but you're a little person. That sounds awful.
Oh, look at this little person over here.
He's
a half guy.
It's a midget.
Can we call him a half man?
Midget
that's
sounds
a horrible thing.
Rough.
There's
something
great,
about midget.
There's that great John.
What if we
Mulaney?
Just call him midges?
Midgies.
He's a midge.
There's that great John Mulaney bit where he says, where he's telling the story of the guy saying, you know, midget is just as offensive as the N word, and he's like, no, it's not. You know how I know it? Because we're not saying the M word. We're saying fucking midget.
not the M word.
M word.
My friend was just saying that the other day.
It's
that's
true.
So funny.
You cannot say that midget is as bad as the N word.
Mm-hmm.
You could say midget is as bad as niggers, but you can't.
Whoa!
It's okay.
Everybody, Chris is half black. Chris is half black, so it's okay.
It would be okay if you said it or if Phyllis said it.
What if somebody's like listening to this? Like,
Phyllis, do you want to say the N word?
No.
You can say the N word. Chris just gave you permission.
I don't want to.
When I was in junior high,
I don't
high,
want to because I'm white and I'm going to get fired from my job.
When I was in junior high, I would beg my white friends to say the N word because, like, it's just a fucking word. I don't care.
Is it racist if white people sing it with rap songs?
Well, it depends. Do you say nigger or nigga?
With an A. With an A. If I'm saying...
With an A. We're not going to say it.
If I'm singing along with a rap song, I may or may not accidentally say that, but I only say it to myself privately. I would never say it in the company of other people because I don't want to be perceived as a racist.
I hear you.
And my God, every day now we gotta walk on eggshells because God. Oh my God.
Alright, what else we got today?
Yeah, we are fucking all over the place
all over
today.
The place.
I feel like every time I come on.
I'm
I
so glad you're on the podcast
show.
Today, Phyllis.
Me too.
Really opening Chris up. And I'm glad that you're agreeing with me on a lot of these things.
I'm sorry, Chris.
No, fine.
We have not cool. We haven't even started not cool.
No, we've
holy
not.
Shit.
And I've got a doozy.
This is gonna be like a 2 hour podcast.
Hey. How long are we on?
We're at 120.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get through this.
How long do we want to keep it?
until we're done.
Oh, shit.
Philly Styles.
Buckle up, bitches.
Buckle up, strap out! Hold on. I was just wondering if I could, like, maybe see some sort of stats for our Not Cools. Anyone?
I don't mean.
Of course.
The athletic
stats. Of course.
Stats.
Of course.
I mean the rape stats.
There we go. We had to have one time. All right, anyways, let's go to Not Cool. And I believe there was some sort of band we had here, guys. Hello?
Band.
Guys.
Hello?
Hello? Anyone? Anyone? No.
Boom, 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 boom.
Later, let's. You guys want to maybe play some music? There we
not
go.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
Oh, boy, is it going to be a good one this week. You want me to start off?
Yeah, Chris, you start off because start I'm off. Still thinking.
I've got some things.
Go ahead. I got a two.
There
I got
go.
Two.
All right. Well,
I
I've got
two this week.
I got
How about
one.
You do one, then I do one, then you do one, then I'll do my last.
I've got one.
Oh, okay. I thought you had
It's two. A big one.
Go ahead.
So you know, sometimes you work for a company, and that said company is supposed to give you health insurance. sometimes you forget. You forget.
Oh, yes.
Or that health insurance email goes to spam. In your email folder, you don't sign
Hold
up
on.
For it, and you end up getting
Phyllis,
Obamacare.
Did you hear about this?
I did not. And
oh,
I'm
okay.
So ready.
Because I heard about this last
I'm
week.
I'm so ready.
It's always funny when Alex bitches about his Not Cools, and then like 2 days later he talks about it.
Because he has time to. I have time to simmer on it.
He's formulated his thoughts and all that. Because
I've gotten a chance to make some phone calls.
Let me just back up and set the stage. Last week I go into Alex's studio and he's just banging on his computer.
Chris could barely even go into the studio
because
I was being violent.
Yeah, and
being violent.
Usually I come in after
is
our
that
shows.
Why my phone is broken some days?
No, I don't break your phone.
I'll come in and I'll talk to Alex for about 15-20 minutes or whatever during the day, and that day I came in and Alex was upset and I was like, alright buddy, I'll let you do your thing, bro.
I remember that. And you're like, I'm just gonna go.
You seem upset. And I was like, No, I'm okay. Damn it, motherfucker. Alright, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So I didn't sign up for the company.
It's your fault. Point
the
against
company
you.
Healthcare, which I probably should have. Mm-hmm. Which gives me the option to either pay a fine and not have health care for a whole year, or to sign up for Obamacare. So I signed up for Obamacare. That's
uh-oh.
Awesome. That's fun. It's fun. I did it. I was a team
Thanks,
player.
Obama.
No, I'm not even saying that yet. Yet. Not even saying that yet. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll sign up. I don't make a shit ton of money. I can still get some benefits on Obamacare. Let me do that. It was probably actually cheaper than what our company healthcare would be because, let's just face it, we're poor in the radio industry.
Yeah.
And the radio industry, you guys think it's all got their glitz and glamour? It's not at all. Mostly it's neither of those. It's how am I going to pay my rent next month? Like that's mostly what
Reason
radio
101
pay
while I still live at home with mom and
right,
dad.
Right, exactly. So, I would live probably with my parents if I did not have a girlfriend. They paid half of the rent.
Yep.
And so anyways, what I did was I signed up for some Obamacare. Blue Cross Blue Shield. Let's give them a shout out. Because we're going to take it back in a little bit. Let's clap it up. Clap it up while we can. No more. Enough clapping. And you know, so I was like, "Hey, I've got attention deficit disorder as I was diagnosed with in the I think it was at the age of 5.
Jesus.
Okay.
So I've been on Adderall and or Ritalin since I was a young child. All I need to do is go in and say, hey, just check me up. Let's check some weight. Let's check some height. Let's give me this. Let's ask how things are going. Good. Let's you sign a thing. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, now apparently, it's like, hey, let's go check out psychiatrists. You got to go to psychiatrists. You got to do this. Like, I'm not going to go to psychiatrist, motherfucker. I'm going to change doctors.
I remember you telling me about this.
Right. Because I was like, it's easier to just buy it off the street than it is to go through like you prescribing it to me. So go fuck yourself. Anyways, I went and I was like, hey, I'm getting towards the end of my Adderall. I should probably hit up a doctor. So I went on my account, was going to hit my Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's weird. They were both canceled.
Wow. What?
My dental plan and my health care plan. And I was like,
oh my God.
That's weird because I signed up for both of these and I don't ever remember canceling it. And so I call which healthcare.gov. If you guys, I think we spent billions of dollars on this. Billions of dollars. I couldn't find a contact us button. I had to Google contact us healthcare.gov before I found a phone number to call. Because, you know, why would you want to, like, be able to go onto the website of your fucking country and fucking find a way to call them? So I called them and I was like, hey, I'm trying to schedule a doctor's appointment. I'm just wondering why the fuck I can't. And they're like, well, I don't know why. That's weird. If you paid your bills, like, yeah, I have. Let me go look at my bank account. Oh, that's weird. They've been deducted as late as, like, last week. Last week I was deducted. But, like, apparently on 4/01/2016, I canceled my coverage. I didn't do that. I didn't never, ever, at all once get on and cancel my coverage. So someone canceled my coverage. I have zero coverage. It's going to take 30 to 60 days.
Wait a second. When did you originally sign up for it?
January.
I think you had to do it, like, again. I think, like,
nope.
That day,
nope.
April sounds
familiar. Believe me, I followed the directions. Okay. I signed up for the correct date because I got the verification. Yeah. I have the insurance card in my pocket.
Okay.
And they said, oh, well, I don't know why. It's weird. That's an error. And I was like, well, they're like, well, is there any outstanding payments? I was like, nope. They looked. There was none. They're like, well, that's interesting. There's no red flags or there's no flags or anything that are saying why your account was canceled. Did you cancel it personally? Nope, I did not cancel it personally, and I'm actually trying to see a doctor. So it takes 30 to 60 days to see a doctor, or to get this resolved. God. And then it takes another 30 days before I can officially see a doctor, because you have to be on the healthcare plan for a month before you can go see the doctor. So I was like,
oh my God, my.
So hey, fuckface, I just want you to know this is going to be a quarter of a year before I get to see a doctor. It's one quarter of the goddamn year that I'm paying for health coverage.
And you're not getting
it. And
anything.
Not getting it. I was like, I just want to know, like, how I'm going to get that back. Like, well, you see here, you're paying for a lot of people that aren't really paying for health coverage. And we're not going to reimburse you on any of that. And I was like, well, I paid $200 last month. And I
Is
would
that
like,
a monthly thing?
Yes.
So you pay $200 a month
for health care?
It's fucking dope health coverage, though.
That's too much, Alex. That's fucking ridiculous.
You say that, but they're like, you get super sick. I'm not paying for shit, though. I'm paying like $300 out of pocket anytime.
You better be fucking on your
$300 out of pocket anytime, man.
You're 27 years. How sick do you get? How often do you go to the doctor?
I don't know. In Orlando, there was just a shooting. Had I been in Pulse nightclub on Saturday night, I probably would need Obamacare right now, and I'd be fucked.
That's different, Alex.
But hey, when I called today and tried to explain that, I got hung up on.
Ooh.
What?
I got hung up on.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, like, so had I been in Pulse really? Nightclub on Saturday night and been shot, you guys wouldn't cover me. My family would be on the hook for this. I was dead. My family would be on the hook for this.
Thanks to great Ronald Reagan, there's such thing as the emergency room bill or act or whatever.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Because the coverage that I paid for that I didn't get wouldn't
cover
it anyways.
If you go
into
the ER with a bullet wound, then they've got to operate on you and they've got to give you service, regardless of if you have health care.
Right, but then they try and make you pay for it.
I got you.
Then they try and make you pay for it, or they make your family pay for it.
So basically,
it.
You're not cool as just
I'm pretty much
Obamacare.
Fucked. I'm pretty much fucked. It's the fact that my health care was canceled for no reason.
Yeah.
And then
I paid the bills,
and
it's going to take 90 days to get into a fucking doctor probably now.
That sucks.
Oh, my God.
I bet my not cool is worse.
Probably, and I know what your not cool is, but that's just my vent. And then, hey, guys, fuck you. Healthcare.gov, go fuck yourself.
Tell Obama to go fuck.
Thanks, Obama.
There was a reason. There was a reason that not everyone had health coverage. Because we didn't always need it.
Nope.
And now I'm paying for it and I'm paying for other people's. That's fun, too.
Oh my
and
God,
I'm not
I
getting
that.
Health coverage.
I'm, like, stressed out over here.
But, like...
I'm very stressed.
Like, it's the most helpless feeling in the world calling them every single day when it's like, hey, I don't have a case number yet. That's cool. How do I not have a case number? I feel like there's been a case for over a week now. Why don't we have a number for this case so I can call and specifically go right to you guys? And I'm venting and I'm upset. And, Chris, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to you.
All right. Sunday night.
Whew.
I need to, like, hug everybody.
Chris has a pretty bad one, too.
Sunday night, I'm chilling at home, watching some television, having myself a cocktail.
Cocktail.
And it starts raining. And it starts raining bad. And,
This Sunday, this past Sunday, like, Like 2 days ago?
Yes.
Okay, okay, sorry.
3 days ago, if you're listening to this podcast, on a Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
A Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
So, Sunday, I'm at home chilling. It starts raining a little bit. And I go out to my car, and I notice that, like, in the apartments that are about 10 feet away from mine, kind of like on the other side, like, I guess you could say they're parallel to me,
mm-hmm.
there's some water a-coming in the hallway. It's a coming.
Oh, my God.
In the hallway. And I think, oh, God. In the parking garage where my car is parked, the water's starting to get a little high. I'm like, oh, my God. This is bad. So I go back into my apartment, and as soon as I step foot back in the apartment, my foot is underwater. My foot is completely submerged in water, and I say, oh, shit. And I go to my back patio, same deal. My everything is just underwater. Carpet is soaked.
Ugh.
Everything is just... Mind you, I just moved in this place 2 months ago. I literally paid 2 months rent. And that's already... Alex, will you stop the Snapchat, please?
That's what we do.
No.
Come on, man. Come on, man. It's like
Snapchat.
ESPN on Monday. Come on, man.
ESPN on Monday? Is that a weird thing?
You don't know. Alex, do you know what that's been referenced to?
What did you just say?
Come on, man. The segment, yeah, you know, ESPN.
Come on, man.
You missed that tackle. Come on. Anyway,
it used to be Jacked Up.
I thought they replaced.
I thought Jacked Up was better than Come On, Man.
I thought they replaced Come On, Man with Jacked Up.
Jacked Up was Come On.
That's right. He got Anyhow. Jacked Up.
You got Jacked Up.
Anyways, apartment is completely underwater.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I start calling people, and they say, yeah, people are coming, and 4 hours later, somebody finally comes to assess the damage, and they say, all right, this is going to be a 3-week process. At the very least, it'll be a 2-week process. We're going to have to tear up your carpet, we're going to have to dry everything, we're going to have to put ventilators and or dehumidifiers and fans and all that shit. And I say, fine. And they say, we can't start this tonight. This is about 8 p.m. on Sunday. And I'm like, no, don't start tonight. Start first thing in the morning because I got to get up and go to work early. And I'm about to go to sleep right now. So they say, okay, we'll come back Monday morning at 8 a.m. I say, great. So I'm at work at Monday. I start calling my apartment to make sure that somebody's there working on this issue that needs to be addressed.
What about your furniture and everything?
My furniture was fine. The water didn't get too high. It didn't reach the couch or anything.
Oh, okay.
But it was just mainly the carpet that's just soaked, right?
Yeah.
So I start calling my apartment Monday morning at 9, saying, just making sure that somebody's there. Nobody's there. I go home at around 12:30. Still nobody's showed up.
What?
I fall asleep, and I wake up like around 3, and still nobody has come to my apartment. So I start walking around the apartment, and I see this white guy with a Mexican guy who I assume is working for some kind of construction, fixing stuff. Hey, man, are you here to fix the
people? Racist!
Say what you will. I say, hey, are you here to fix the flooding issue? He's like, yeah, where's your apartment at? And I show him my apartment, and he looks at it, and he says, wow, this shit is bad. It's about as worse as anybody in this apartment. And so they say, all right. So they start tearing that shit up, and they only work on it for about an hour, because at this point it's close to 5 o'clock when they're ready to go home. They tear everything up. So now in my living room, it's just concrete, and in my bedroom, it's just soaking wet carpet. And this morning it started to stink.
Ew.
I go home this afternoon.
That, like, moldy
mildew
smell?
That
yeah.
moldy
yeah.
mildew smell. And they tell me last night, they say, yeah, we're gonna bring the fans and the dehumidifiers first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring them at Tuesday morning. So I go home today around 11 to make sure everything went fine. No fans or dehumidifiers.
Those assholes.
And it stinks a hell of a lot worse.
Call and be on top of those hoes.
I've been calling the front office 3-4 times a day. I talked to them earlier today, and they said, yeah, they're bringing the dehumidifiers from Conroe. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Why?
I don't know.
We need them here.
I don't know. Long story short, I'm going to be in a fucked up situation the next couple weeks because I can't watch TV. My TV and my internet has been unplugged. I've been watching TV on my iPad. I've just been on my bed, like, just can't go anywhere
just
else. Like,
oh,
it's just so fucking bad, and I'm gonna raise some serious hell with these apartment people. I'm not paying my full month's rent, right? Like, that's not out of the
right.
line.
No, you definitely will not.
Right,
be paying
and
I've talked
I've talked to many people, and they've said no, definitely you should not pay your full month's rent. Since I'm gonna have to have these dehumidifiers and these fans on, that's gonna run up my electricity bill. Also, it's a small thing, but it's something. That day, that Sunday morning, I'd done all my laundry. I washed all my towels and everything. And then 6 hours later, I had to put all those towels back down to dry up this floor. And then I had to do another. These motherfuckers are compensating me for money, right?
They got to.
So that's my not cool for this. That's one of my not cools, because I got two. That's one of my not cools. It's just, come on, Houston. Can we stop with the rain? Can we stop with the rain?
Yeah, we just need a break. We just need like a week of just sun.
This summer's going to suck. This summer's going
to suck. It's so humid. You walk out, it just feels like hot ass.
Yeah.
Just humid, hot ass.
God almighty. So that's my not cool, is my apartment flooding. You haven't even been there for 2 months.
You guys, it's horrible stories.
Yes. Well, you didn't even hear about my car last week when I spilled the Ethiopian food all over it and had to get it detailed twice.
Still smells like Ethiopian
food. Still kind of smells like the Ethiopian food.
What is Ethiopian food?
Curry. Just think curry. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, curry's not a good smell.
It's not a good smell. And it's all over the fucking place.
That sucks.
So, Chris has not had a good month. Hashtag pray for Chris's apartment. Hashtag please.
Hashtag pray for Chris.
Just pray for Chris.
Let's get this trending.
Folks.
So, Phyllis.
Hold on. Can I do one more?
Oh, no. I did not. My bad.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
You're so lengthy with your, you're not cool.
Just so jump the gun. We got Ghostbusters coming out with the female ensemble. Roadhouse is making another reboot with the females, and then
Rahonda.
I saw this morning that Ocean's 11 is also making a remake.
Are they for sure
with all the women? I don't know if it's for sure, but they definitely tapped what's her name, Elizabeth Banks.
Did you see James Bond? They're trying to talk about James Bond. Even though,
do we have to remake?
I don't know if you know what James Bond is, but he's a dude.
First of all, it's so incredibly lazy for Hollywood to just keep churning out these reboots.
We were watching
lazy.
Back to the Future this weekend.
They're just trying to cover their asses.
I don't know, 2 weekends ago.
We have female roles.
I was watching Back to the Future, and Emma, my girlfriend, obviously, you guys, if you listen to the podcast, you know who she is. Yeah, she was like, how have they not remade this?
That's a good
point. I was kind of like, you're right. Like, this seems like something
some classics
that they
you
would...
can't touch.
Right, there are certain movies, like The Godfather,
but you could
that
be
you
in
just
2048,
can't...
though, in Back to the Future. It would be super easy to do.
I don't know.
They shouldn't though, but still. It's like Ghostbusters is fine. Why don't we put them all in a female led movie that's not Ghostbusters?
Right. Or why do we have to have Annie be a little
black Annie.
Child? Or why do we
The Wiz.
Exactly. The Wiz. Whatever, Alex. So that's my not cool.
The Wizification of America, where it's like, hey, Phyllis, Hamilton,
just keep going or he'll keep going. What's your not cool?
My not cool's not really that bad compared to you guys. You guys are going to like laugh at me.
Our life wasn't turned upside down.
No, it was not. I was in San Antonio and I went to go buy some hair ties because it was a little swampy outside. Mm-hmm. San Antonio, a little humid.
Mm-hmm. Swampy.
So I went to a little CVS off on the Riverwalk and I'm in there and I just grabbed a little pack of hair ties. Didn't think anything about it. Then, okay, I kind of have
you
two
not... pay?
I kind of have two not
Bring
cools.
It.
And, you know, I pay. I got some other things. And then I'm walking out, and I'm, like, pretty far down from CVS now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've walked a while. And then I noticed it's supposed to be a pack of 18. There's, like, 15. People,
what?
Like, stole, like, two hair ties.
What the
I had to pay
fuck?
Full price.
Why didn't you steal them, then?
Oh, that is absolute horse shit, Phyllis. I mean, here I am, living in a soaking wet environment.
That's like
Alex can't even, you know, he can't treat himself if, God forbid, he were to fall ill. And you don't have 18 hair ties. You've only got 15 of them.
But, okay.
However will you recover, Philly? I'm sorry.
I don't want to pay for something that I'm not going to get all of them for.
What did you dropped at least $1.39, maybe $1.50?
$4, which is outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
For hair ties.
Hell yeah.
But
I remember buying hair ties though, so at one point I used to be that guy.
That's my not cool. Oh, I have another one that kind of ties along into this.
Oh,
it ties. So it's just I didn't even catch that. Yay, puns.
This is why people turn off Pass the Gravy after an hour.
I'm sorry.
If they've made it that long.
People turned it off during our Lord of the Rings debate.
Oh, God.
You have to know that.
Nerds.
Alex. You have to know that.
No, I feel like people were like drawn into like, fuck these nerds.
No, I feel like people were saying, fuck Alex, Lord of the Rings fucking rocks.
Probably not. They're like, you dumbasses think fucking, that's better than Star Wars.
Anyways, Phyllis, yourself. Go ahead. This podcast is going on too damn long, guys.
I'm sorry.
It's
going
to be a 4-hour podcast.
God, I have to sit through traffic.
Yeah.
Our goal was to record earlier so you wouldn't, and now you're definitely going to have to sit in traffic.
Anyway, okay.
Unless
so
it goes 3 hours,
I'll make
then
it,
you might not.
I'll make it quick. So I'm enjoying a nice morning by myself. My friends are still asleep in the hotel, so I'm just, like, out on the river walk. It's, like, 7 in the morning. I'm doing me.
River
I'm just,
walking.
I'm having self time, just me time.
I just need a little alone time.
There's a lot of people that just wanted to fucking talk to me, and I'm like,
I thought you were gonna say fuck you.
Oh, well,
I thought that sentence you
let
it
fucking
maybe,
blank
because it was all guys that were talking to me. I was like, can you just like
San Antonio is
alone?
Famous for all of its bums they've got on the street.
But
like,
this guy,
the panhandling is ridiculous.
The guy in CVS was not a bum. He was telling me like his life story and that he's from Vegas and he's got to drop his kid off in Corpus Christi, and I was like,
okay.
I don't care.
Have you gotten to the point to where you've been able to just phase people out, like, of like, oh, dude, neat, cool, all right, I'm going this way. Like, I've been so good. I've learned recently to just,
yeah,
like, if I just say
one
words
word,
and make it make up an agenda
in body language.
That's cool. Don't, I've got to go get meat.
Yeah, you want to like turn your body away from like you're walking away, and it's not like I don't like talking. I like talking to people.
I don't feel like wasting my day talking.
But
to
I was
I don't
like,
need to talk to.
I don't. I just needed hair ties.
No, I get you.
And I just kind of wanted to walk around the river walk, taking the scenery, all that shit. And this guy just wanted to talk to me. He's like, so where are you from? How long, you know, how long does it take to get here from Houston? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, I don't want to tell you my life story. Like, and it's weird. It's different for girls.
Yeah.
We're a lot more
because you're always kind of like,
I'm not around anybody. I'm by myself.
Yeah,
I'm
always
small,
that possibility you can get raped.
I'm 5'1". I'm 135 pounds. You know, I'm.
Which is true, by the way.
Yeah, we
wait. Wait, what were the stats on that? Nancy.
I don't mean the athletic stats.
So you're not.
I mean the rape stats.
We're going to need the actual stats, though. You can't
Phyllis
just say.
Phyllis is not cool
just,
is that she's pretty and that guys want her. That's her not cool. So,
oh
later,
my gosh, what a tough life.
So, you know, first of all, she only got 15 out of 18 hair ties.
Oh my god.
Secondly, she's super hot. Oh my god.
Whoa, is me.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Here's another not cool. So,
oh, three.
No. It's,
what
it's,
is it?
It's the same thing.
The trifecta. Because
my not cool is my cock is just a little too wide. That's my.
It's not as enjoyable for the ladies.
My cock is just way too big, guys.
So, I'm leaving Starbucks after I get Starbucks doing white girl things, and this lady approaches me.
Wait a second.
Blogs.
What is a white girl thing at Starbucks?
She's typing up her blog.
Is it just being at Starbucks?
Reviewing
Starbucks.
A restaurant she had just gone to.
Getting Starbucks is being a white girl.
In an asshole manner. This restaurant just wasn't as good. I had to wait too long.
I was cool with everything. So I'm leaving. I got a little lemon pound cake, and I got my little frappuccino.
Oh, that's super white, yeah.
Lemon pound cake.
Where was
is
your
dope.
Pumpkin spice, whatever?
You don't go for the...
It's not fall yet.
You don't go for the iced chai or the chai iced tea or whatever it is?
No.
Isn't that Asian? That's an Asian thing.
That's good
I just,
stuff right there.
I just needed a little caffeine and
no
sugar.
No ice cream pop or cake pop or whatever they're called?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like lemon pound
okay,
cake is right. My jam.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I'm walking out. I'm eating my lemon pound cake. I'm at the stoplight and waiting for it to turn red.
Because you don't jaywalk.
Green. What?
Wait
the
for
thing that allows me
yes,
to walk.
I get it.
And
the
this
light?
Lady approaches me and goes, "Ma'am, will you give me some money for food?" And I was like,
"Oh, so now she's too affluent. That's her
no,
third
no, no,
not
no.
cool is that she
stop,
has
stop. I go.
She spoke too much.
Well, hey,
she's got too much money to give.
I was like, hey. You want the rest of my lemon pound cake? And she wanted food.
Yeah.
There was still a good portion
but
of it.
But she said no.
She looked at me. She gave me a disgusted look and went, no.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like...
Did you backhand her? You should
no, and then I went, oh, I'm sorry. I spent all my money on Starbucks.
Wow.
Did you not call her any derogatory names?
No, I just...
I would have said, go fuck yourself, you dumb, ungrateful cunt.
There you go.
And then I would have walked off and
hey,
probably,
Phyllis,
probably
I
spit towards her.
For future
her.
PTG reference, why don't you open up with the pound cake mishap?
Yeah, that was
not cool.
that was what we
that's
call...
That's your strongest not cool.
A leader.
That's what you call a leader right there.
I was going in order of my day.
Can I give you guys a story then? Then now I just thought
all right,
not
make
a,
it quick,
I'm not cool. Okay, so I go to this liquor store that's by my place. I'm not trying to keep... Like, I mean, you're already in traffic now anyways. You might as well sit a little bit.
Come on.
So I go to this Richard's liquor
oh, yeah.
store.
Famous in Houston.
It's right by my apartment. And this particular one that I go to, I love the guys that are there because they're very helpful if you're asking for anything. But they're also the guys that are going to try and upsell you on everything.
Oh,
yeah. Not upsell you, but like, oh, no way, dude, you love Tito's? Well, if you love Tito's,
you're
going to like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't fucking care. I want Tito's. I got the big thing of Tito's. I don't know how. What do you call that jug that I got at Tito's?
Handle.
I got a big. Handle of Tito's, and they're like, "Oh, dude, have you tried Dash?" And like the last time I was in there, they gave me like a sample of Dash, and I think I even fucking bought a bottle of Dash just because this guy was overbearing. But like I always end up like in the beginning he used to always like overbear me, like overpower me. I was like, "Dude, fucking, I don't, whatever, man, I don't fucking care. Like I wanted vodka, I want whiskey, whatever. Well, yeah. If you like Yellow Rose, you're going to like this. If you like Jack Daniels, you'll like this. Like, that's cool. I'm not going to get that." And so I walk in, and Kate Dash Vodka is... I'm a vodka guy most of the time.
Okay.
Dash Vodka's... they've got their sampler guy there, and he's giving shots out. And I was like, I'm good. I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get out. I got people coming over.
You got an agenda.
I was like, I just want to go in. I want to buy my fucking Tito's. I want to do this. And this guy, like, looks at me, and he's like, would you like some... I'm like, I'm all right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And so I get my Tito's. I'm standing in line. He's like, well, you know, Dash was actually, we had a blind taste test with Tito's 2 weeks ago, and 12 out of 12 contestants picked Dash over Tito's. And I was like, that's cool. I'm going to probably just buy this big thing of Tito's for $5 more than your like regular size bottle of Dash. And he's like, well, come on, try it. I mean, come on. What is it hard to try some free vodka? I mean, come on. Like, literally. Like it was like, I was like, really? I've got my vodka. I'm in line. There's two other people in front of me. I just want to stand in the fucking line, man. I don't want to fucking talk to you. Just don't acknowledge me the rest of the time here. I said, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm good. I'm a Tito's guy. And so he's like, well, I mean, come on. So I get to the counter. I'm up there. He's like, well, I mean, dude, it can't hurt. It's free vodka.
He's still going as you're paying.
No, this was the guy button, like, because he could hear the guy kind of giving me shit. And so I was like, all right, fine. I'll fucking try it. And, like, there were, like, six people he was trying to, like, talk shit about Tito's to. And I'm not a vodka. I'm a vodka guy, but, like, I'm not, like, a fucking snob at all. Like, I'll drink vodka if it gets me drunk.
You like Tito's.
I drink a lot of drinks that include vodka in them. Yeah. So, like, go fuck yourself if you're gonna hate on me for my vodka. So he's like, well, let's take a sip. It's filtered through coconuts. It's distilled through coconuts. And I was like, I don't fucking know what that means, right, man.
This is what you do at this point. You taste it, and then you spit it out and say, ugh, what I did. Fucking gross.
I'm almost there. I was like, you know what? Fucking let's go. All right. Give me a shot of it. And he was like, all right, here you go. Let me know what you think. And like, I'm taking a sip, and you can just see his face like all smiling. He's all like,
I'm a soul.
So what do you think? I was like, honestly? I was like, do you want me to speak honestly? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. I was like, all right. Like, I mean, I'm just a Tito's guy, man. I think Tito's is way better. This doesn't really taste that great to me. And there were like six other people that were standing around me. And I was like, I'm just a Tito's guy. He's like, oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, whatever. And, like, he was kind of a dick about it, like, but like without being like a rude dick. It was like, well, okay. Like, you could tell everybody just was like, up. Oh, wow. Maybe it's not everything he thought it was. Oh my gosh, this guy's so edgy. And I was like, I'm not trying to be edgy. I'm just fucking.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I want my own vodka. Yeah. I want Tito's. It gives me more. It lasts longer. Fuck you. And just don't pressure me when I go into a goddamn liquor store to spend $30 on liquor, and then you're gonna try and talk me out of it, saying that like I'm not like I don't have the taste. Like local, it's a local distilled vodka.
Fucking Tito's. It's in Austin.
It's in Austin. Well, this one was in Houston, and I was like, I don't give a fuck where my vodka comes from, man. I drink it, I piss it out the next day, I'm good. I don't give a shit. And that is what I have to vent about.
Do you need to talk about Amazon?
I was about to do that.
What?
Because you know, like,
is there another not cool?
Oh my god. We were gonna actually talk about the Amazon forest. Oh. The Amazon rainforest and how we need to preserve it. We're not going to talk about that at all.
Oh.
We're
I was like, let's do this. Okay.
No.
I'm ready.
I was going to, like, you know, it's maybe it's your dog's birthday. Mm-hmm. You don't have a dog. Maybe it's your cat's birthday, Phyllis.
Cat's birthday's coming up.
And, you know, it's coming up. And where are you going to shop? Where are you going to shop for your cat? Probably Amazon. Don't you say other names besides Amazon, because that's what we're trying to promote right now. You're going to buy things on Amazon, guys. And, you know, when you buy things on Amazon, you could go to Amazon.com. You could. Why would you want to be a basic bitch? You want to go to PassTheGravyPod.com, and then we've got our Amazon banner there. You click the link. It's Watch this. It's just PassTheGravyPod.com.
I'm looking. Uh-huh. There it is.
Amazon banner. And we're on Amazon.
We're
on Amazon. Right, it takes Amazon. You one extra click. It's like literally, that was, what was that? Not even 5 seconds. And you're right there. It's one extra click. They just want to know that we gave them a little bit of traffic through our website. They give us a tiny little kickback. By tiny little kickback, I mean a very tiny little kickback. We're not making money off of this. We're paying for server space. We're paying for web hosting fees, and that's it. So
you can listen to
PassTheGravyPod.com. Let us know what you bought at PassTheGravyPod, at Alex J. Middleton, at Chris Hogan A2, at Phyllis the Buzz.
Yes.
And, you know, let us know what you bought. Hashtag that Amazon banner. We'll read it on the podcast if you guys want to do it. No one's done this yet. So
big black dildos.
It's obviously not happening a lot. That's what Phyllis buys most of the time. I think she buys multiples at once.
What was it? Mighty Victor?
Mighty Victor. Oh, yeah. the Super Victor.
Super Victor.
The UEFA Champions League. Or not. UEFA Euro Tournament.
Phyllis is into black
dildos. The soccer Euro. The Euro 2016 soccer tournament mascot is called Super Victor. And if you Google Super Victor, like a lot of kids did, because it was like their mascot.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a guy that played soccer. So you're like, I want to buy the stuffed animal. Let me Google Super Victor. And it's an Amazon link to a Super Victor dildo.
Giant black
dildo.
That's
the second thing that pops up if you type in Super Victor on Google. So that's what a bunch of kids did this week.
Euro 2016 mascot Super Victor shares name with a sex toy. toy is capitalized,
yeah,
by the way.
So if you want to buy a Super Victor, go to PassGravyPod.com first, then the Amazon banner, then hook up your Super Victor. You can satisfy yourself, and you can satisfy us. Everybody's satisfied. We're all good. And that is how the cookie crumbles, guys. PassGravyPod, Amazon banner. PassGravyPod.com, Amazon banner.
Jim Carrey's tagline from Bruce Almighty.
Oh, because it was super original, and nobody assumed that was what I was doing. That's how the shit goes. And
that's Phyllis, how the shrimp is peeled.
Now, I'm sure you've been on the podcast, and we've had the answers segment, right?
Yes.
Well, let's get started. Later, let's.
Well, if you just answered the question, why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest.
No big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep, my question.
So, that's what we're doing here. And this is probably a 17-hour podcast, I think.
Jeez, how long are we at?
People still hanging in here, I will give you all.
Are we at 2 hours?
If you've made it this far, just hashtag us, I made it.
Yeah.
Hashtag us, I made it. At PassGravyPod, at Alex J. Middleton, at Chris Hogan 82, and at Phyllis the Buzz.
Can you tell me how we're at?
Let me go look fast. Normally, we're almost 2 hours. We're at 151.
God damn.
Hey, but you know what? We've got
Phyllis, you're not allowed back here anymore. You're too much fun.
All right, honestly, though, guys, we've been drinking a little bit.
Just a bit.
By a little bit, I mean a lot.
Yeah.
But hey, I think we're having fun. If it's getting a little too, rambly, that's fucking a goddamn podcast, guys. So
there's no agenda.
That's what it does.
If you hear Chris slamming down his headphones because Alex says Uma Thurman is a fugly bitch.
I didn't say she was a fugly bitch at all.
I thought you broke them.
I thought you did too. You smashed them and they went a different way that they don't normally go.
Yeah, they were twisted.
I was upset.
Were you upset?
I was gonna be upset if you had broken them.
What, do you think I'm not gonna buy you headphones if I broke them?
I mean, I didn't say that, but I just, you know.
What would you have done, honestly? Would you?
I would have just been like, dude, you're gonna replace it. Right?
If I said
you
no,
would have said, well, I would have been like, well, you probably are gonna need to replace those.
And if I said no, would you
I
say?
I would
well,
say
then?
You're probably still gonna have to pay for those, and I would have taken it out of your pension, which is nothing.
All right.
Because
What's the
we
first
don't
question?
Make money here on Pass the Gravy. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're pretty much working for free.
First of all, you say that like people should be shocked. People would be shocked if they found out we were getting paid for this.
I don't think that, though. I think there's people that listen to us that think we just make $1 million per... Like, not us, but like on the radio, I feel like people think we make $1 million because
so
we work on the radio. And I feel like a podcast
there's
is...
Kids, there's no money in radio.
So those of you that are not radio
people... I think
that
was Chris saying to wrap it up.
Podcasts don't make a ton of money. Anyways, Bill Feinberg, he's written to us a couple of times. He says...
Definitely a Jew.
Oh, shit.
All right. Racist.
How's that racist? If somebody said
religious.
Their name was Dante Jackson, I'd say definitely a black guy.
Sounds like a black guy or a white guy to me. I don't know. Maybe
can't
a Mexican
have,
guy.
There's no Mexican. I know a guy. I know a white Mexican guy named Dante. Guy named Feinberg.
I know a white guy named Dante.
Whatever, man. Go ahead. Read your question. And it better not be a goddamn pocket question.
Well, Bill Feinberg says, is it acceptable
God.
To refer to a woman's bra as her boob pants?
No. What? You can refer to it as her boob shirt.
Boob I think boob pants is a pretty accurate description of what we got there. Phyllis.
But you're late.
You've got, you've got a bra. Phyllis, you've got a bra.
Why don't you show us all how...
The no, bra- no, okay. It's inappropriate. All right. It's inappropriate, and I'm at the right drip for sexual harassment. Jessica!
I need you to fill out another
form! God damn it! Have we heard any typing? Has anybody heard typing? The entire goddamn Jessica. Podcast. Have you?
No,
have
you? I have not.
Jessica, what's going on with the timing?
Job.
Oh.
There you go. Now you're here.
So we probably, what are we starting with? 2 hours into the podcast, we're going to start typing shit?
I've got some notes I was written down.
Just shut up! Shut up! Anyways. Phyllis.
Where were we? Boob pants.
Boob pants.
No, because
I
pants,
think boob pants might be the name of the episode now.
Pants are like covering you. Bras are supporting. There's lift and there's support and there's hugging going on. There's not hugging with pants.
Like, would they be boob shorts?
No, they no, would cause... be boob holders. Yeah. Boob they're holders. Holding. They're holding. Not boob pants.
I think
there's not. I'm not. My boobs aren't going through anything. They're being held.
All right, but like the end of the bra is like the shoe.
No, because shoes aren't.
I get what Bill's reaching at.
I'm gonna see an example.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What?
I'm just fucking talking.
He's just trying to see your boobs. I think that's what Chris is doing. And it's...
Chris, all you have to do is ask.
Go ahead. No, seriously, go ahead.
So anyways, I think it is definitely acceptable, and I like the creativeness of Bill's.
You're getting there. Bill's, you say but that. Maybe not
you say that
pants.
With every question, Alex.
You like their
hey,
because
our fucking writers, when they write into shit, like, hey, we don't have a ton. When they do, I appreciate it.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say no. They're not
I think
pants for
not
boobies.
Boob pants.
I
no.
think it is acceptable to refer to a woman's bra as her boob pants.
All I don't right. think so, because there's no, like I said, there's no...
There's no zipper.
There's a there's a difference between pants and bras. Pants cover, bra support.
What are we... Is this really...
I think it's a question.
Okay.
It's a question, so we need to be answering it
Bill,
fully. That's
I
what
disagree.
There's no such thing as a stupid question.
God,
Chris.
That's so wrong. So, all right. So wrong.
Our next question comes from Mike Salazar, and he says, Zorro, Mexico's Batman?
Yes.
I think Zorro is definitely Mexico's Batman.
Hell yes.
Yep.
And he's awesome.
Not as badass as
like,
Batman.
I mean, he doesn't have the cool shit, but, like, Mexico
doesn't
have
the money.
Cool shit
he doesn't
as we
have
do.
Alfred.
He's, like, a low-budget Batman.
He's a poor man's Batman.
He's, like, Batman that couldn't afford Alfred. So he, like, just made shit up. So
I was watching
like,
The Dark Knight over the weekend. That is such
so
a great movie.
It's so
That's
good.
Probably one of my favorite movies. That's
agreed.
Two steps away from Pulp Fiction.
Batman's my favorite superhero ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same here.
Absolutely.
Same
and, like, because, like, how can you not argue the fact that, like, he didn't have a superpower?
Exactly.
Right.
He's,
and it was like,
he's
oh, really? I'm just
badass.
A rich guy that takes care of business.
And he gets laid like a mother.
Just banging Catwoman
just
all day.
Banging Catwoman. And
was he?
Yeah, I mean,
the one
Kyle.
Good
the one,
for him.
The one yeah. thing I did not like about The Dark Knight is that they replaced Tom Cruise's wife, who's smoking,
Katie
with
Holmes.
With
Katie Holmes.
That with Gyllenhaal's sister. It's Jake Gyllenhaal's
oh,
sister.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's so not hot, and she is not deserving
well,
of that.
She died.
Role. This is true. So there you go.
Like for real.
No,
no,
in
the
movie. Spoiler alert.
Wait, which one?
Where is she?
The Dark Knight, yeah.
Is that where she was like Two-Face?
No.
She wasn't Two-Face. Harvey Dent was Two-Face.
But she
Did
was
you
like
see
in
the Dark Knight?
I fucking saw all of them, but was she the chick that like
she's fucking
was on the barrels by the
she's
barrels?
Rachel.
Yeah.
That blew up?
Batman's friend. Which I don't think she's an actual comic book character.
She is.
Well, then no wonder she died.
Just offering this one.
But Phyllis is like a super like comic book character person, but then she doesn't fucking watch Walking Dead, so I don't understand.
Nah.
I don't watch Walking Dead either.
Well, you're not a comic book guy, dick.
So. I don't know. I love zombie things. I just never got into it.
I don't like zombie things.
It's probably right now at this point. It's probably one of those things you should just watch after it's over.
That's what everyone said about Breaking Bad. I still haven't watched it.
Breaking Bad's a
lot of shows I need to watch on
Breaking
Netflix
Bad,
right
Lost,
now.
Breaking Bad, Lost, Sopranos.
Rugrats.
Not Rugrats.
I have been watching Courage the Cowardly Dog on Netflix, like, religiously.
Was that not kind of a fucked up show, though, when you rewatch it?
Fucked up.
I just remember him having...
It was on Netflix for a period of time.
It's still on. Is it? I've been watching it.
I used to watch it on Netflix in college.
And I just remember
being, like, creeped out by it.
In the middle of his tooth, which is so weird. Like, somebody took a hole punch.
Well, the farmers he lived with creeped me out. The lady and the old dude.
Yeah, that was weird.
Eustace and...
Eustace.
Muriel.
Yeah, you know this. You know your shit.
Looks all right, just watching
else,
it.
What else we got?
All right, AJ Voiborov says, "How many wipes is considering?" I know. No, how many wipes is considered overdoing it?
When you get a hemorrhoid,
man, you gotta clean yourself.
Right, and I don't think there's any such thing as too many.
Dude,
wipes.
Dude, I use like half a roll of toilet paper.
I have at times.
And then I get out the baby
just
wipes.
Your ass under
have
the
you
closet.
Ever? All right. Have you ever had.
Let me
ever,
explain to you guys my invention that I came up with when I was in junior high. Tell me if it's a genius idea.
Tell
or
me
not.
Now.
Okay. I don't know how to exactly. I don't know how to package it because it'd be hard to package.
Mm-hmm.
Half, one side toilet paper, other side baby wipe.
So, like, okay, hold on.
So it's
hold
like
on.
The peanut butter and jelly thing.
No, because that's horseshit. That's a
but
bad idea.
With both. Both best. I like where you're going. Though.
One side toilet paper.
I just don't see a feasible way.
Are you
of
saying
doing
like
it.
Together?
No,
like
no.
You pull it and
because
it's like
that's the other issue because I don't want to have to wipe my hand.
No,
or wipe
you
my
fold
ass
it.
With
you fold it.
Hand
you
stuff.
Fold it. You
I'm not a folder. I'm a crumpler.
Oh, see, I'm a folder.
I'm a crumpler.
You got time like that,
dude? I take.
I don't have that. I
first
don't have
of
that
all,
kind of time. I'm more like
I'm
I want
a,
it
I'm
done.
On a mission.
I'm in them out.
No. I take time. I put my feet up. Oh yeah. I take time when I take my shits.
I've seen some things. I believe our listener Tanner Maffitt, he showed me a bidet that you can purchase on Amazon.
That's when
it's
the water
just squirts,
your
it squirts it in your butthole. Because how many? All right. Let's all. I'm gonna be real here. How many
like
times have you guys taken a shit and you're like, I gotta take a shower now that I took a shit.
Many a time.
Not many a time.
But at least once or twice.
You gotta spread those cheeks.
You
gotta
go
get it in the water.
You see the little brown thing drop out.
But it happens. It happens. And we all fucking do it. And if you're lying. You're lying if you say you don't. So fucking just admit it and appreciate that we all do it.
There's nothing worse than that swamp ass and that itchy ass. Oh, no. Let's stop this conversation.
Okay, I'm out.
No, we're going to finish this. This is what AJ wants.
AJ!
He wants a shit. He asks a shit question. We're going to give him a shit answer. Go ahead.
I mean, I think that a bidet saves you a lot of time, but how many wipes is considering overdoing it? Is considered overdoing?
The way,
I don't think there's such a thing as overdoing.
No.
I think
there
as long
is,
as you get all
is.
The shit out of your asshole,
you know how to get a hemorrhoid. You get a hemorrhoid from over wiping. So,
isn't it like a hernia on your ass?
Yes, or that's a carbuncle. A carbuncle.
Yeah, that sounds even worse.
Google a carbuncle.
Nope.
Google image that shit.
You gotta do it right now.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna Google it.
Oh, God.
I'm moving away from
It's
maybe
Alex.
3 steps away from Blue Waffle. No, it's not that bad.
I have never seen a Blue Waffle.
Are you serious?
I made it this far in life without seeing Blue Waffle. I made it this far in life without seeing Two Girls, One Cup.
A carb.
I have made it this far in life without seeing like any of those nasty viral videos.
A carbuncle is a red... swollen and painful cluster of boils that are connected to each other under the skin.
Down.
A boil or furuncle is an infection of a hair follicle that is a small collection of pus called an abscess under the skin. Usually single,
so
a carbuncle is most likely to occur on a hairy area of the body such as the back or nape or the neck, but a carbuncle can also develop on areas of the body such as the buttocks, thighs, groin, and armpits.
So it's basically
an ingrown hair. So like I guess it's from wiping
so it's
over
like
and over
you
again.
You have a pimple on your
yeah,
butthole.
And the only way to get rid of it is to lance it.
They got to get in there with knives and
with a razor or something.
Just in your beehole.
Most carbuncles are called the Staphylococcus aureus.
Why
bacteria.
Can't I find the Blue Waffle picture? I can find it's kind of blurry.
You don't want to find the Blue Waffle picture.
Chris,
don't Google Blue
I'm doing
waffle.
Well with my
Do
life.
Not. Yeah, we're good.
All right, whatever.
I've seen some stuff on the internet.
I'm going to say, like, there's no such thing as overdoing it when it comes to wiping because you got to get that out of there. Yeah.
Dude.
Like, nobody wants to walk around with shit pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Do you? I mean, like, get a bidet. Get a bidet, and you might not even ever have to wipe again. I don't know. I don't have a bidet, but like, I would assume if you have a bidet, I would never wipe.
There
right?
You there you go.
Next.
Like, when you take a shit, do you take a shit? Do you take a shit? If you're shower and you take a shit before that, do you wipe?
If I shower and then take a shit?
No, if you shit and then take a shower. Are you going to wipe? I don't ever wipe.
Always. I do.
Always wipe. You're going to get in the shower with shit in your ass?
Yeah, you bidet that shit, bro.
That's gross. No. You wipe your ass.
I wipe and then you clean in the shower.
Right, yeah. And then you do a little extra cleaning.
You still got to do the same shit.
But I have like lady products.
You do the dental floss thing. Exactly.
I use the shower as a bidet.
Phyllis knows. Just shit stains all over the place.
It's just poop.
Goddamn massacre.
So gross.
Oh, man.
Phyllis is like, I'm so glad I came on this.
Oh, what a day. What a day. All right,
Jake Gleason.
Well, hold on. One more. What's more embarrassing, having the shit stains on your toilet or having the shit stains on your underwear?
Underwear.
Right, okay. That's
obvious. You get it in a toilet, everybody has shit stains on their toilet. Yeah. That's what
stupid question.
That's
go
what
ahead.
Toilets are for.
Like, because then you're looking, did you just
you
shit,
shit stains
your
on your underwear? It's like, what's wrong with you?
If you have enough shit on the toilet, like, you must have taken a massive fucking shit, dude. If
there's
got
people like at our work fucking toilets. Yeah. Oh my god. It's like, did you guys paint that brown? I didn't know they painted the bowl brown. No, they didn't.
I see a white toilet and I want it painted brown.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
Okay, next question. AJ, you suck.
Thank you, AJ. Jake Gleason writes in with our next question. This is a pretty good one.
I'm gonna go take a piss real quick.
Okay, Chris is just going to check out.
I'm ready. I'm with you, Alex.
All right, thanks, Phyllis. Jake says, surf and turf.
Is he going to wait?
No, I thought it was something else.
No, you're going to leave. I know what Chris thinks it was. Let me Snapchat it for
what?
Chris.
Oh, God.
What's happening?
He's going to do his goddamn pocket question.
No, it's not the pocket question. Jake Gleason would never ask a pocket question. Jake Gleason says, surf and turf, meal that shows financial prowess. Or created by birds. Because, like, birds are not surf nor turf. Surf and turf is usually fish and meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it financial prowess? Because every time you go to, like, a China... I don't know. You ever go to Benihana?
Sure.
No.
You get the surf and turf, the shrimp, steak and
shrimp. I know what
steak and shrimp, that's...
Surf and turf is.
On the land. In the ocean?
Yes. Yeah. It makes sense. We're not stupid.
But, like, there's never, like, a quail steak or a quail shrimp or anything like that. I feel
right,
like birds may have come
right,
up with
I am
this.
Gonna go to the restroom.
Birds may have come up with this.
They came up with it because they don't want to be eaten?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty...
That had to be explained.
I get it. You're a female. Chris, I feel like I should not have had to explain it to... But, like surf and turf, I feel like, is a meal. Whenever you go to have surf and turf, it's like, oh, this is a very wealthy place I'm usually at. I'm usually
steak and lobster, steak and shrimp.
I'm expecting to spend a ton of money.
But the birds, it's a bird agenda.
And it's the birds were like,
caca! Caca! Why don't we find some steak and shrimp? Caca!
No, that's not what they did.
Should we fuck Chick-fil-A on the side?
Everybody's fucking hating on Chick-fil-A. Don't you hate on Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A's the shit.
So
no, I think that it was definitely created by the birds. If you think about it, because the birds are the only ones that are missing out on this. Isn't it like surf, turf, and air? Like, I'm not eating turf.
Surf, turf, and air.
I'm not surfing while I'm eating turf.
What are you?
Surf and turf would be like a cool, like, if I was going to go surfing and then we were going to eat wheatgrass. Like, I could get that being surf and turf, but I think surf and turf really is something that probably birds came up with. So we're like you've seen the cows on the Chick-fil-A eat more chicken.
This question is for the birds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit!
Chris is back!
Chris dropping bombs! That's what I do.
Fuck you, Chris. That wasn't even that.
I was in the restroom, and all I hear is, caw, caw, caw. I was like, Jesus.
You heard bird
Christ.
Calls? You heard bird calls. That's what you heard. Yeah, I'm gonna go say it's created by birds.
Birds.
Chris, what about you?
Yes, created by birds, for the birds,
even
by the
he
birds.
Disagreed.
Absolutely.
He's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kelly Olson. Oh, looks like we got a lady, maybe.
Hi, Kelly.
Hopefully Kelly's a lady, maybe not a dude.
You know none of these people have listened for this entire time.
They probably have.
You have to know this.
By this time. I think it's probably my favorite podcast ever, so I would assume it's their favorite podcast ever.
Okay.
It's my two best friends in the entire world. Dicks.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, this is a great question. Chris came back just in time for this one.
Fuck.
Should I read it like
Take
Jeff
the
Fox?
Off,
no, don't. No, just keep mine. Just keep mine.
I'm scared.
Should I read it like
yeah,
I normally do?
Doesn't want to take her headphones.
I'm gonna. Chris took his headphones off and he's just being a little bitch about it. Now
he's
covering his
covering
ears.
His ears and he's looking at Alex.
Now he's crying. He's crying like a little baby back bitch. All right, Kelly. I'm gonna read you. Kelly Olson says, "If Donald Trump wants to build a wall around your pocket so the Mexicans can't get in."
See, he didn't do it that bad.
Is your pocket too big?
Oh my god, that hurt my ears.
I'll read it normally. If Donald Trump wants to build a wall around your pocket so that Mexicans can't get in, is your pocket too big? Now, I would say...
Am I missing something?
So let me Jeff Foxworthy this one. If Donald Trump wants to build a wall around your pocket to keep the Mexicans out, your pocket might be too big.
That's hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
This is the thing. Chris hates it. There's this new... we used to have the ladle jokes.
Yeah.
Anything you put a handle on is a
ladle.
And then we've progressed now to pockets. And people are asking if your pocket's too big. If...
It started with the goddamn hourglasses from Judge Ito.
It did. It started. If you can fit all of Judge Ito's hourglasses into your pocket, is your pocket too big?
It's that part that... I fucking hate it, dude. Oh, I cannot...
If you blank, you might be a redneck. That's the Jeff Foxworthy. It's like,
oh,
I set it up, lay it down, done.
I'm quitting the podcast if there's one more pocket about questions.
Guys,
question
dude,
about, I'm just saying.
Kelly's asking. We're answering questions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Kelly wants to know if your pocket would
questions.
Be too big if Donald Trump... I mean, I feel like if somebody's got to build a wall around your pocket, it's a little big. It's probably just a little too big.
Oh, my God.
I love it because it's got racism... It's got everything in it.
Just a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything. We're answering it, and we're like, hey, pocket's probably too big. Maybe. You know, just accept everyone, right? I don't fucking... Yeah, your pocket's definitely too big if Donald Trump wants to build a wall around it, because I think he wants to build a wall around
Chris
our...
Chris is completely checked out.
Our country. Chris is now texting on his phone.
He's going, Mom, pick me up, please.
Mom.
Get me out of here.
Mom, can you pick me up? I'm done with my podcast. I'm over it. This is so stupid. All right,
we got another question?
No, that's it, you asshole.
Oh, that's it? All right.
So, yeah, that's what I've got for that. And I think your pocket's definitely a little too big if Trump wants to build a wall. Phyllis?
I agree. Of course you do.
Chris is a dick.
Fuck you guys. All right, Alex, first you say Marilyn Monroe is fugly. Then you say Uma Thurman is fugly.
There was a lot of going back and forth today.
I swear, Phyllis, there's been a lot of...
I kind of like Phyllis on the podcast because she sides with me on certain things
yeah,
where I feel like
you,
I need
Phyllis,
a woman's advice on. And like you're just maybe like a bigot.
Oh,
but your minority.
You think it's all
bigot.
The Muslims? You think it's all the gays?
Yep.
You know, you're that guy.
That guy.
Now we're the acceptable kind.
Y'all smell tuna fish?
It has smelled a little weird. I wasn't gonna say anything. I thought it was the mic. I was like,
yeah. Anyways, all right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So if you guys want to contribute to the answers segment, all you gotta do is send us your questions for answers at passthegravypod@gmail.com. You can also tweet them to us at passthegravypod on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at Chris Hogan 82. Phyllis is at Phyllis the Buzz. I don't know if you guys
spell it.
PHYLLIS. I don't know if you guys have heard of my friend Little Dicky.
Oh, God.
But why don't we send you out with a little bit of Little Dicky? And you fuckers go out and have a great week. And this is a 2.5 hour podcast, I guess.
2.5
No, it was 2 hours. It was just 2 hours.
Shit,
it feels like
man,
6 days.
That's not good, Alex.
Hey, fuck you.
Whatever.
But go out there, guys, and pass the gravy. Bitches! Thanks, fellas.
Let me get your cat, girl, no Hathaway. That's what I thought, not what I said to her. Instead, I walk up to her like, I know you heard of the kid. You heard what I did, you heard of my shit, the murderous bitch. She like, nah, you're being weird, what are you talking about? I'm like, aw, pulling on my phone like a boss. YouTube, about to get her off. But as I type the YOU, some porno pop up. I'm like, hold up, how, that's not even me. Like, I don't jerk off mobily. Then her friend's coming up and want to know if everything is okay. I'm like, nah, this a rape, you can't tell. Give me a break, please, get the heck away. I turn to her, let me buy you a drink. She like, fine. Told a man to Patron, she like, lying. Said he tried twice, the car got declined. I'm like, is this could it be a machine issue? He was like, nah. I was like, obviously there's something wrong. I got dough, like I'm not broke. I got donuts with the same car like about an hour ago. He like, dude, I don't know. Now I'm looking at the girl, she just wanna go. And I ain't talking about with me, bro, I mean alone. I got one more chance to prove myself, so I'm like, look, I'm athletic, girl, I've gotten several rec league MVPs. At my crib, I got some pizza plus a little bit of weed. In my room, I got a TV plus I recently did sheets. Girl, I even have a fridge that has the water on the door, like with the crushed ice. You know I don't give a damn what you're playing right now. This is me coming at you as a man right now. Let me freak. Let me freak. God damn it, let me freak. Just let me freak. Please, God, just let me freak. The girl from the first verse, somehow let me fuck. Fast forward, 7 months, me in love. Some real serious relationship type shit. Despite this, I ain't fucked for days. Tried last night, but was pushed away. But I've been acting well behaved today. I smell okay. Adele Pandora's playing. Now she laying on the floor, and I'm praying this bitch is horny. I go and give her a smooch. She kissing dicky back, so I play with her boobs. Bad move, she don't like that. Bad mood, her boss being mean to her via email, she wanna write back. I'm like, right now? She like, yeah. What do I say? Can you just help me? Oh, okay, what's the context? And she like, well, he talks to Jane before coming to me. Who's Jane again? I said. She like, wow, you should know that. Okay, I guess I forgot. She like, dude, that's my other boss. Okay, true, so shouldn't your first boss go to the other boss before you, right? But Jane is a hands-on, she yell. Okay, well, I just don't understand the dynamic then. I don't work with these people, she started crying. Wait, stop, what the fuck is this? Nah, you don't ever take my side. About an hour later, till I'm on her good side. We in bed, hand on her good thighs. I try to kiss, she like, good night, but I'm like, love, I just turned off The Departed for a movie about a bee. I've been cutting back on farting, tweeting, arguing, and weed. Yesterday, I wore a cardigan at dinner with your sweet and supportive aunt during the fourth quarter of the Eagles. Now rewarded. You know I don't give a damn what you're playing right now. This is me coming at you as a man right now. Let me freak. Let me freak. God damn it, let me freak. Just let me freak. Please, God, just let me freak. Fast forward some more. June 16, 2074. Old OD looking old as fuck. Still with the same hoe holding up. But my life sucks. Legs hurt. Friends dead. Real terse. My dick looking like it's tinfoil. Her tits looking like they hard boiled eggs. On top of that, she insane. Like I don't even think she knows who I am. Our kids moved away. We've been doing the same shit for days. Maybe months. Who knows? Probably gonna die soon. Pretty scared, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Think about it all day. On my last legs. But I'm going out with a bang. I got pills they invented back at 57. I took 5, that's a bit excessive. I look high, take a look at my thighs, and good God, that's a little erection. It'll work though, now I gotta find the hoe. I'm pretty much blind at this point, I don't know if I mentioned that yet, but I am. Made my way into the bedroom, and there she is. I'm like, look, I don't know if you're aware that you've been throwing out my shoes. What I do know is I'm sick of doing nothing here with you. All my blood is in my dick, I'm probably dying pretty soon. Are you even comprehending what I'm saying? That you hear me. You know I don't give a damn what you're playing right now. This is me coming at you as a man